Hi, Charity.
And I just called home, and my husband had Joel in the background on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought this would be the perfect opportunity for him to hear me tell him how much I love him and how much I appreciate everything he's doing. But I also wanted to see if I could get some ideas from you two on how to make this Valentine's Day extra special for the both of us, because we've been through so much.
Give him a Monica.
Yeah, Monica.
Absolutely. And give him a Monica in an unusual place. In an unusual place, someplace you've never done that before.
In the oval orifice.
There you go.
Oh, okay, I understand. I thought you meant at first give him another woman, and I was like, hell no.
But well, if he's got a nice young intern in his office.
No.
Yeah, you know, just go see that intern and bring another woman into your bed.
No way, but you really mean a Monica.
Right, yes.
Now I understand. Yeah, I could
Monica.
Give him one of those.
Will give him a lot of pleasure.
That would be our advice, Jared.
Okay. Second thing is Don, are you bringing Frida to intercourse this weekend?
Not a chance.
Not a chance.
Not a chance. Although we had a discussion about it today in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And what did she say?
She doesn't care. You know, at one point we actually even got on the topic of if she wanted to come, she should come up. But she's got a ton of stuff to do, and frankly, she doesn't want to see 50 of our listeners naked.
Right.
Hmm.
She saw Sex Pies in videotape.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I thought that you'd like to get her involved in intercourse with you.
Yeah, that's what I want to do, is have intercourse in front of all of our listeners.
Well, you can go to a special room just for the two of you.
Although, you know what? I would have thought that I would have got some today.
Uh-huh.
Because on the heels of, well, first off, she drug me off shopping today.
Oh.
All right? I'll get back to that.
Oh, happy day.
On the way back from shopping,
yeah,
we got into a discussion about the trip to intercourse and blah, blah, blah.
It was bound to happen.
The Las Vegas-style show tomorrow night and what a busy schedule I'm going to have. And
back to back.
Blah, blah, blah.
And that's what she was saying, wasn't it? She said, oh, honey, you know, you've got that busy schedule. I'm so sorry you have to work so hard doing the Las Vegas-style show and then immediately going to intercourse, Pennsylvania.
I swear to God that's what she said.
Yeah. She did say that.
She's
sympathetic.
She's not uptight about it.
That's good.
Good. She's not uptight at all.
You're lucky.
Well, that's good.
As a
sorry, Mike.
As a matter of fact, we had a whole big discussion. She said, "Well, no, I love you." And this is my wife talking.
Right.
She says, "I love you, and you love me, and if you had gone up there, and if I thought that you wanted to do anything, you wouldn't do it up there, and you know I can't control you anyway.
Right.
And those are people who listen to your show, and I." Seen your videotape and
sure. Yeah. Once you've seen Sex Pies and videotape,
yeah,
that kind of paints a picture of what we do. Our naughty fun, our raunchy fun.
But see, I also have the built-in. I guess it's a bonus that when I came up with the idea to do this,
mm-hmm,
I bounced it off for like a month ago.
Right.
So this was not a new idea that just came up out of the blue.
Right.
So we were coming home and then we got in a whole big discussion and we were talking about sex.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And she was telling me how much in love we are and everything, and how the great thing about us is that sometimes that if she doesn't feel like it, that she'll do it to please me and vice versa, and how much in love we are and everything.
Uh-huh.
And I was, you know, driving down the road, go, yes, honey, you're right.
Mm-hmm. That's good. A very good conversation.
We got home. I went upstairs,
right,
took a shower, and I said, hey, hello.
After that discussion.
Right. I said, yeah, hello.
We're here.
I said, I'm up here. And she said, I'm having my lunch now.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So then what I did was I just slipped a robe on. And
that's a nice mental picture, huh?
Yeah, I'm playing that one right now. Erase. Press the erase button.
And I sat on the end of the bed for like 20 minutes. Until I realized she's not coming up, you know, to see me.
She's having her lunch.
Yeah, and then when she did come upstairs, she got on the telephone and she's talking to the decorator again. So I didn't get any after all that big discussion today.
But at least you had a nice lovey-dovey conversation, which is good with couples anytime.
Yeah. I want some, though.
You know, you could do it less lovey-dovey conversations and more action.
No, I don't mind the lovey-dovey conversations as long as there's a payoff.
Right.
When you're on the air,
yeah,
you say something and she calls in and she gets all mad, is she really serious?
Of course she is.
Because sometimes I'm like, geez, you know?
Why? What do you mean?
Well, I'm really interested in the radio life. Like, I always think of questions to ask you all. Like, are you all good friends? Do you and Dynamite, do you all hang out together? And when she calls in, like, if you say something on the radio and she doesn't like it, is she real serious when she calls in and gets upset with you? Or
yeah.
Is it just all part
That's her prerogative. She can say whatever she wants when she calls in.
Okay.
Hey, listen, she's okay. You know, I had my wife on my show long before I met Mike, way back when, you know, I worked in Chicago 15 and 16 years ago. She's just always been on my show.
Oh, that's very nice. It's good that you guys are through it all.
Yeah, except for today at about 1 o'clock. That's when the partnership dissolved. After I went all the way to Northeast with her.
You were hoping that the team would be rallying at 1 o'clock, and it didn't.
No, she was reheating whatever we had for dinner last night. I was sitting upstairs just waiting.
Are you and Mike, are you guys real good friends, even off the air?
We hang all the time.
No.
You do?
Yeah, we hang all the time.
No, we don't.
You don't? All right, well, I appreciate your time.
See, now you're going to have to decipher that and figure out exactly what it's about. Actually, no, the truth is we used to, but we don't much anymore.
No, we do all the time.
What do you all look like? I've never seen you before.
We're good looking.
Oh, we're handsome.
Okay.
No, I'm not going to dispute that one, Mike.
Yeah.
I'm not going to dispute that. You know what? We don't hang around a lot together because
we do get it. We get that fill, you know, every day. Because,
yeah.
You know, when you see somebody every day, when we're on the road and we, you know, we go out to different cities and
then
stuff.
Then we have a good time. We hang around together and stuff.
Because it's, you know, it's unique. We don't do it all the time when we're here, so it's a big deal.
Don and Mike spend as much time together with each other every day as they do with their individual wives.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Are y'all's wives?
Frightening thought. What?
Many times.
Good friends?
What?
Are your wives good friends?
Oh, no, they hate each other. They bitch slap each other. It's like Dynasty.
If you if they're in the same room together, it is tension like you would not believe.
No, listen, the truth of the matter is, you know, I got my life and my kid. Mike got his life and his two kids.
That's right.
And, you know, we're kind of busy.
Yeah, I understand.
We kind of see enough of each other during the week.
And the thing is, that's, you know, for Don and myself, when we, you know, when we get together, it's usually when we're going somewhere and we're on the road. And those times are few and far between because we don't do it all the time. And when we do, it's rather pleasurable. We have a pretty good time. It is. Yes, Buzz.
We get in trouble a lot, but we really have fun. Let me just say this. We used to have a lot more fun together.
Yes, we did. We both gotten a little older and a little more sedate.
Not because we don't like each other. It's, it's because we had a lot of fun together.
When we first, you know, well, there are all sorts of times that we
Ixnay.
Had.
Well, what do you all look like?
We're handsome.
You're handsome?
We're brutally handsome.
We're very handsome.
Do you have a picture that you could send me?
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
You know, like a picture of you guys together and you can autograph it and like stick it on my wall here at work?
No, I'm sorry.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Oh, goodness.
I'll send you a picture of G. Gordon Liddy.
I already have one of those on my wall.
It's a picture of him next to his car? Is that the one you got?
Corvette.
Oh, I've got that one, too.
I love that one.
All right. Well, I appreciate it.
Hey, who's the celebrity you most resemble? Come on now. You've asked us all the questions.
Well, I kind of look like, I want to say this, but I weigh a little bit more, but I kind of look like Courtney Cox. Just a little.
How much more do you weigh than her?
I probably weigh about 20 more pounds than she does.
You see, I think Courtney Cox, 20 pounds wouldn't look all that bad on her.
Yeah. Top of the world.
But
looking down on creation, if you know what I mean. Karen Carpenteritis.
She is the skinniest friend.
Yeah. Courtney Cox looks bad.
Yeah.
I kind of look like her, but I have different colored eyes and bigger boobs.
Hello, mommy. Oh,
really?
Yeah, I have one green and one blue.
Your boobs?
No, my eyes.
Oh, your eyes. Okay, I got you. All right, well, thank you for the call.
Thanks, bye.
All right, goodbye.
All right, Courtney Cox with bigger boobs.
Hello.
Don.
Her boobs are plenty big.
Hey, this is Buster in South Carolina.
Yes, Buster.
I got a question for you guys.
Yes, sir.
Courtney Cox.
Turn that down, Buster. Turn that radio down. Yo.
I got it turned down. You got it?
Yeah, Buster.
Gotcha. Okay. I'm engaged, right?
Mm-hmm.
And,
wrong.
I've been engaged for 6 months now, and we decided to put it off for another year, but we live together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, I go into this gas station all the time, and there's this little Oriental babe in there, and we've been talking, and today she said she wanted to rock the Casbah. I mean,
did she say it like that, that she wanted to rock the Casbah?
Did she say she wanted to walk? walk the Casbah. What exactly did she say, please?
She grabbed my hand,
yes,
and she looked at me and she said, "What are you doing tonight?" Well, see, just so happens tonight my fiance is working.
Oh.
She named the night.
I don't know what I'm doing tonight. She said, "Well, I'm getting a refrigerator and freezer." because I've been using my cooler because I had it didn't come with the house. And I said, well,
wait a minute, sexy girl. She's been using a cooler like to keep her food in?
That's it.
You mean like a cooler, like you take it on a picnic?
That's it, a cooler.
How long has she been doing that?
I don't know. I didn't ask her that. But
who's the Asian celebrity she most resembles?
Asian celebrity she would most resemble.
I bet Sun Yi.
Would probably be. You ever seen one of these little Oriental babes on one of these skin flicks?
Yeah, all right.
Popping and whopping till you know they can't go anymore.
Yeah, I gotcha.
So that's what she looks like.
Right.
And I'm sure, you know, I'm going on intercourse drive, straight for it.
So you're going to go for it?
I don't know. See, that's what I'm skeptical about. Are you... I don't know if I should go for it.
What if you catch something?
Me.
What if you catch something? Bubba or Cletus, whatever your name is.
Yeah, she's been eating out of a cooler.
Well, I mean, you know, she looks pretty clean and everything.
Well, how clean is this girl?
I mean, she looks real clean. I mean, she's like a model look.
Don, that's why God invented the condom.
Yeah, don't forget about that Hong Kong flu.
But, you know, I can protect myself. The question is...
How committed are you to your fiancé?
Well, I love her.
Well...
But, you know, I thought about robbing the bank before and I never done it.
That's good. That's good.
But, you know...
Listen, hold on right there. That's what you need. I think about killing people all the time, but you know what the difference is? I don't do it.
You don't act on those impulses.
Right, oh, but I have them constantly.
Every 5 minutes.
Must kill Rob. Must kill Rob.
But the difference is, you know, there's a big chance she'll get caught robbing the bank, but there's not a big chance that she'll get, you know, going after a little piece of egg.
I hear a man who's talking himself into it right now.
And let me just say that I think that a guy who is bright enough to call a national radio show and announce his plans is probably the same type of guy who's bright enough to be caught.
Right.
If, you know, if you get my drift there, Cleet.
Well, I understand, you know.
Does your fiancé...
I just want some opinions on what you guys would
do. Well, let's talk about your fiancé. Does she satisfy you? Is she a hottie?
She satisfies me all right, you know, but she don't like it from the backside, if you know what I mean.
Well, she's a good woman, then. Listen, that is an exit, not an entrance. Right? You know what comes out there. You don't want to be going there.
Yeah.
Is that important to you, Buster?
That's not important a whole lot. But I was just kind of wondering, you know, should I just pass this by? Because, you know, if I wasn't engaged, this probably wouldn't happen.
Why was the wedding postponed?
Because we had a few problems.
What were the problems, Buster?
The problems were that...
Turn your radio down, Buster.
It's down.
No, it's not down.
What is that we're hearing in the background, Buster?
I turned it down.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Bus.
So, the problems we were having is, you know, we wouldn't spend enough time together.
Because you were looking at other women.
That's a good way to remedy the situation. Go bang the Chinese girl at 7-Eleven.
But, you know, I've got a Jeep Cherokee, but I went and drove a Durango. You know what I'm saying?
You know something, Buster? I don't think you should get married.
Okay.
You don't sound like you want to get married.
Yeah.
Well, I want to get married, but, you know...
No, you want to... Yeah. I mean, you still want to sow your wild oats.
Yeah.
Right. So, listen, just don't, you know, don't hurt the poor woman. And, boy, I'd like to talk to her.
Yeah, really.
The woman that has agreed to be your bride.
Yeah.
Is she going to be really busted up if you break up with her?
No, I'm not going to break up with her. Yeah. I'm not saying I'm going for the Wang Chung either. I was just, you know...
I think for her sake, you might want to think about it.
Hey, why don't you give us Wang Chung's phone number and let us call her?
I don't know her phone number.
Well, then how are you going to bang her?
I don't have to have her phone number to bang her, you know. I'll just give it a little nod. And...
Now, do you think that this is a guarantee? I mean,
I'm sure this is a guarantee.
Is she still working at the convenience store?
No, she's off now.
Well, then how would you find her?
Well, she'll be there. She said I'll be here anytime you need me.
What if you needed her right now?
Well, I mean, I don't need her right now. I got my fiance.
So you know where she? Do you know where she lives?
No, sir.
No, sir.
Well, then how are you going to bang her?
I'm going to get to that part. You know, I'm just asking for some advice here is what I'm saying.
I think the advice I'd give you is, you know, break off. You don't sound like you want to get married.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's not fair to the lady.
Yeah.
She's the lady probably, in your life.
She's probably out, you know, right now, probably dead, you know, with some guy down at the 7-Eleven working there.
Yeah, but, you know, all married guys that's going to get married, that you know, you can't stop thinking you're a man, you know.
Yes, correct, but that is where you must end it, sir.
And you sound like you're trying to talk yourself into doing it.
No, I'm not. I'm just going to pass it on by.
No, you're not. I bet you go do it.
You're going to do it. You know
I bet you do it. I bet you do it.
I'm not going to do it.
Do it.
I'm not.
Hey, listen, if you do.
Yeah.
Let me know if that thing I heard in school is true. You know, about, you know, down there. You know, going the other way.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying. I heard that in high school. I heard that a lot.
All right, well.
I pity the fool that would marry you. Thank you, Cletus.
All right, guys.
All right.
Goodbye. Another situation solved.
Why do people call us for advice?
Because, we, you know, some people rely on us for advice, and I find that totally terrifying. Sick.
Our lives are a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hello?
Donna Mike Show.
Hi, it's just Bobby from Manassas.
Bobby.
Hello, Bobby.
It's Bobby Excitement, everybody. B.E.
Hey, I just wanted to bring up an old tired subject with you. But,
hey, Bobby, that's something we'd love to hear, an old tired subject.
Way to go, Bobby.
That's a great way to start a phone call to our show.
Hey, I found the CBS Radio website, and they've got shows up there on Real Audio, and yours isn't one of them, and what's the story?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, you guys were saying before that you couldn't get a website because CBS Radio didn't want to do it.
And, right.
Well, CBS Radio has a website now.
What are the shows that are on the website?
Okay, got them right here. We got Money Minute, CBS Radio Network.
That's the CBS Net. That's the CBS Net. That's
CBS
a news,
Radio.
That's a news net.
We work for Westwood One, which is a subsidiary of CBS. You won't find any Westwood One shows on the net. I've discussed this before. We'd love to be on the net. Our company won't do it because they want you to pay for it.
They're not charging for any of these CBS Radio.
That's because that's crap. It's like CBS Money Minute, that's a piece of garbage that they run like on all news stations. It's filler crap. It's garbage. There's no real show that's being offered on the net by this network.
Well, there should be.
What you ought to check in is www.moron.com.
I just wanted to tell you guys that you are the celebrities you most resemble.
All right.
My, you are a stupid hole.
Yes. Oh, fairy godmother didn't like you.
Listen, if there's an update about our show being on the web, trust me, I'll bring it to you. I'm a big fan of the World Wide Web.
All right. Be looking for you.
Okay, be looking for you. Look for that Money Minute crap. Why don't you turn that on and see what that is?
Let me ask you, before we let you go, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Do you think you helped the show by calling today?
Hey, it's hard to tell.
No, what do you think, honestly?
Probably irritated you.
And the listeners.
And probably stirred up some listeners, and you'll probably get 50,000 calls now about the World Wide Web again. And...
Oh, see. Yeah, delusions. Delusions.
Yeah. All right. Boy, I'm sorry.
What a f***ing moron.
Right. There he goes.
Right.
Oh, that'll generate a lot of calls. If I call them and mention that I saw the...
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. How you doing?
Hello, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby. Have you seen the new video for Spice Exposed? From nude model to teen idol.
Really?
Spice bears it all.
Which one is it? The redhead one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've seen a video of her naked.
Yeah, this has got all. This is 48 minutes of her.
No, I didn't see a video that long. It was just a very brief clip of her.
Oh, I want to see Baby Spice.
This is everything.
Baby Spice is the one with the
pony white hair.
The one we incurred was the Bad Road Spice.
Although Ginger Spice.
Yeah, Ginger Spice could be
second.
Right next. So they could be bookends.
Hello.
Nice push, guys.
Bueno Arbusto, my friend.
Hey, CBS have a bunch of Cletuses as their censors. Why does it take them 2 hours to censor your show?
Listen, doesn't anybody understand that this is a goddamn corporation we're dealing with here? Please, use your brain for a second, sir. We're doing a show in which all they know is that we're going to go somewhere and have people fornicate on the air. They wanted to cancel the show. They need 2 hours, maybe three, to make sure it's okay. What would the alternative be? What would you like me to do?
Want us to cancel the show?
No.
Well, that's the alternative that we were given.
My bad.
God damn it! People are pissing me off today.
Man, the show will be fine.
Right now, you know, those last two calls, when calls like that come on the heels of one another, you get them back to back. It's seriously like somebody's traveling 60 miles an hour and shoves their foot out the door and drags it on the ground until it just gets all mangled.
Oh my God!
Hello.
Are you talking to me?
Listen, you guys don't even want to know the amount of censorship that we have to endure on a daily basis.
Absolutely.
Around here.
Absolutely.
I swear to God, it's just because I don't want a junk to show up with it. I could tell you every day we could have a discussion about something else that we've done that they don't like.
Now the child's upset. Now someone's upset the child.
Hello?
Well, what's
Are you talking to me?
Is the baby okay?
Yeah, they're just messing around. No, I just wanted to tell you, I first started listening to you guys last April.
Yes, ma'am.
And it was, I was waiting for my son to come out of preschool, and you were talking to some crazy lady about, I don't know, that Applegate guy or whatever happened. Anyway, when I first started listening to you, I thought Don sounded like the guy from that show Drew Carey used to be on before he got his show.
That was the lard-ass comedy hour.
No.
Drew Carey wasn't.
He's a skinny guy.
Drew Carey wasn't on a show, was he?
Yeah, he was on a show before he got his show. It was called Good Company or something like that.
What? I don't think Drew Carey ever had a show before the Drew Carey show.
I think he was a stand-up comedian. He was discovered by Johnny Carson, I think.
No, he was on a sitcom with another comedian.
Shouldn't you go take care of that kid?
Yeah. Take care of those children.
Oh, come on. Let me tell you.
Well, listen to them. They're screaming in the background.
They're just playing with each other.
How
put them in the closet.
How old are the kids?
5 and 3.
5 and 3.
Fine. Closet's fine. Closet time, kids. Mommy's got to talk to the disc jockeys now.
Anyway, I used to think you looked like that guy singing named John Campanella.
Which one is that, the 3 or the 5?
The 3-year-old.
What is it? Have they had 3 meals today, all powdered donuts?
No. I pulled the chairs out to vacuum underneath the table, and they're jumping from chair to chair.
Oh, I got you.
Okay. I'll just pull you in a little word that parents don't use all the time. No!
You should buy some of those cages. You should buy those cages, like if you want to travel on a plane with a dog.
They're great. Like
but they
great
know on the phone right now, so that's why they're doing it.
That's right. And if you put them in the crates, they wouldn't be bothering you. You put them in the traveling pet crates.
You want me to put you guys in a crate.
That's good. Tell the 5 and 3-year-old. The 3-year-old will really relate to that one. I don't want to go in the crate, Mommy.
What's a crate? A big, big box.
They seem like they're quiet now.
They said, what's a crate?
They're paying attention now.
Anyway, I used to think you sounded like that guy from Good...
Oh, yes.
And,
right.
And Mike's voice sounded like Bo Brady from Days of Our Lives.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Bo Brady, is that the guy we hated on Days of Our Lives?
No, we hated Patch.
Bo Brady, Peter Reckle, the other one that took his place, Robert Calker Kelly. That's who I used to picture in my head when you guys were talking. And then you told me who you really look like.
Yes.
Has the 5-year-old got a megaphone?
That's the 3-year-old.
That's the 3-year-old?
Yeah.
Oh, is the 3-year-old bigger than the 5-year-old?
He's gonna be.
I hope you're on the pill.
I am.
Okay, good. Take two. Today, take two.
Please, do us all a favor.
They're only a year and a half apart.
Really?
Take him like Fonzie used to. Fonzie used to take aspirins with no water. Because he's the coolest.
Hey, Richie, hey. No water necessary.
Hey, sit on it. All right, well, thank you. Thank you for your insightful call.
All right.
Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. She's having fun.
Cross your legs. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I didn't get your name. I got yours. Vincent. Right? But I never got...
My name's Pitt, and your ass ain't talking your way out of this shit.
No. I just want you to know. I just want you to know how sorry we are that things got so f***ed up with us and Mr. Wallace. When we got into this thing with the best intentions, really. I never...
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration? I didn't mean to do that. Please, continue. You were saying something about best intentions. What's the matter? Oh, you were finished. Well, allow me to retort. What does Marcellus Wallace look like?
What?
What country are you from?
What?
What ain't no country I ever heard of. They speak English and what?
What?
English, motherfucker. Do you speak it?
Yes.
Then you know what I'm saying. Describe what Marcellus Wallace looks like.
Say what again?
I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
Black.
Go on.
He's bald.
Does he look like a bitch?
What?
Does he look like a bitch?
No.
Then why are you trying to fuck like a bitch, Brett?
Yes, you did,
Brett. You tried to piss.
Well, Marcellus Wallace don't like to be by anybody except Mrs. Wallace.
You read the Bible, Brett?
Yes.
Well, there's this
passage I've got memorized. So I don't fix this occasion.
Ezekiel 25:17. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
The Don and Mike Show.
They'll F you until you love them, faggots. Don and Mike.
I saw that I received an advanced copy of Complete Harper's Index.
Yeah.
Which is a great book, which is full of... Or is it a magazine? I got a press release. It's a publication that comes out every year with the dumbest, the best trivia ever.
Factoids, and more factoids.
But the kind of stuff that you don't hear in normal trivia.
Hmm.
Like, for instance... Okay, this is for 1996.
Okay.
For 2 years ago. Percentage of American kids under the age of 6 who say that the first U.S. flag was sewn by Betsy Ross. 15%, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Number who say it was sewn by Barbara Bush.
Ooh.
Nice! Bush!
29%.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Percentage of Americans who say they don't believe anything that Dan Rather says.
100%.
6%.
All right. Uh-huh.
Percentage of Americans who say they've never experienced deja vu, 42%. Percentage of American men who say that foot odor is a concern.
Oh, yes, I'm in that percentage.
Yeah. 54.
Mm-hmm.
54%.
I mean, a concern for them personally, right, of course.
I know, with your beautiful feet.
My feet, no foot odor at all.
In 1996, the number of Americans who were killed on the job by a robot.
Oh, wow.
See, that's a great fact.
Yeah.
Man. What do you think the answer is?
I would say people killed by a robot on the job.
In 1996.
And you want the number?
A number.
I will say 5.
No, Buzz, you're high.
Oh, really? I'll say 3.
2.
2 people were killed by a robot.
Average number of moles on an adult body. Present company notwithstanding.
Yeah,
I'm like the mole man.
You have a lot of moles.
I got tons of them.
You are covered with moles.
Every time I go to the doctor wants to slice them off to make sure that I don't have cancer. He wants to bite them off the way that Ed wants to take care of Johnny's polyps.
I'd like to thank you, Ed, from the bottom of my... Now, get over there and take care of his moles right now.
Robin, I was just doing a thing during the commercial about... and it would be Saddam Hussein, divorce payments and your polyps. What is a pain in the ass? They normally rhyme, don't they? It'd be like a sass, a crass, and a pain in the ass.
Pain in the ass. Now get to work, Ed.
Arr.
There's chewing to do. Hi, all. That's some wild chewing, Ed. Wild chewing. Fantastic. Where the hell were we, Ed?
Chances that a southerner owns a gun.
The mole question, though, was the average amount of moles.
25.
25.
Wow. 25. Chances that a southerner owns a gun?
85%.
2 out of 3.
Oh,
okay. Percentage of Americans who say that the automobile is the greatest invention of all time? 10%.
I'm fire. I like fire.
Percentage of Americans who say the VCR is the greatest invention of all time?
Yeah.
87%.
Sure. Say it's the greatest invention of all time?
Hey, salute!
I'm proud to be an American!
Here's another good one. Number of deaths in 1996 caused by vending machines falling on people who shook them. See what I mean about what a great trivia this is? In 1996, how many people were killed by vending machines that fell on them after they shook them?
I'll say right around that same 3.
You're high.
Hi.
Buzz?
I'd say 2.
2, yes. Yeah.
2 people. Yeah, boy, that's an unfortunate circumstance.
Chances that an episode of Gilligan's Island is about getting off the island. 1 out of 3 episodes of Gilligan's Island.
They were creative scriptwriters, weren't they?
Average weight of a Chinese man's testicles in grams.
Boy.
2.
I'm giving them 1 gram each.
No. 19 grams.
19 grams?
Yes.
Ah, so...
Average weight of a Great Dane's in grams.
40 grams.
42? Oh, oh
wow. Yeah,
Mr. Animal Law.
You know, there was no hesitation there. All you have to do is just wait for the right moment, and you'll find that out. Just take a little mini scale with me.
Average duration of sexual intercourse for humans in minutes.
This is important.
One minute. And, of course, I'm disqualified from this one.
One should give. I will say 8 minutes.
No, Buzz.
I'll say three.
No, it's 10 minutes.
Wow. 10 minutes.
Average duration for chimpanzees.
15 seconds.
You're high.
I'm high.
Oh, wow.
Buzz.
8 seconds.
10 seconds.
Wow. 10 seconds. Hey, got a hand to those chimps.
Those monkeys, they know what they want, don't they?
And they get it, and they get it fast.
And there you go.
It's over in the blink of an eye.
Done.
Man.
Oh, let me see. Percentage of Americans in 1996 who couldn't recognize Al Gore. 44%, because this is a two-part question.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Percentage of Americans who couldn't recognize Al Gore, 44%.
All right.
Now, to back that up, the percentage of Americans who could not recognize Mr. Clean.
10%.
You're high.
Wow. Oh, 8%.
7%. Yeah, 7%.
So, once again, proud to be an American.
5% of people don't know who Al Gore is, but 93% of the people know who Mr. Clean is.
Who's the guy with the tie? Hey, but there's Mr. Clean! I like you. I love you, Mr. Clean!
I like to die.
We were standing right next to somebody said the vice president was in town, but so was Mr. Clean.
All right, here's a good one. In 1996... reported cases of people bitten by rats in New York City, 340.
Okay.
Okay. How many cases in 1996 of people biting other people? And this is long before Marv Albert's story came out.
I'll say 50.
A Buzz?
I'll say 100.
1,446.
That is incredible.
Wild.
Sure, you know, I'm trying to get Marv Albert, but it's turning into Johnny
Ed. Ed, I'm uncomfortable again. Oh, great one.
Ed, I promise I won't report it to the police if you bite my palms. Go to it, boy.
Great one. Have you seen my dentures?
Put them in, Ed, and get to 9.
Percentage of American men who say they sleep in the nude.
15%.
Buzz?
I'd say 35%.
26%.
26%. Present company excluded or included? I know you sleep in a T-shirt and your briefs.
Sure do.
I know that.
How do you know that? Same way I know about your body.
Yeah, there you go. I sleep in boxers. There's only one of us that sleeps in the nude.
Buzz.
Right here.
Percentage of women who say that they sleep in the nude?
I'll say 25%.
No, you're way high.
I'll say 40%.
Again, I know your wife probably does, right, Buzz?
Sure.
Yeah, 6%. Only 6%.
A boy can dream.
Yeah, she's getting chocolate tonight.
Yes, she is.
All right.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
You know those penises that were on the cake that
Laura... You're going to spoil the surprise.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You're bringing home the chocolate penis for your wife.
That's right.
Perfectly intact. Everybody else just tore that cake apart. Buzz neatly wrapped his appendage in a blanket.
Yeah. Percentage of American men. Percentage of American men who say they enjoy sex more than money. How many guys, what's the percentage of guys who enjoy sex more than money?
50.
You're close. It's 47. And now the percentage of women who say that they enjoy sex more than money.
I'll say 30.
You're close. Only 26%.
Man, see, I'm good at that. Yeah.
And finally, the percentage of Americans who expect to go to heaven.
In this room?
No, not this room. All bets are off in this room.
That expect to go to heaven. I will say 70%.
You're pretty close, Buzz.
I was going to say 90.
Yeah, 66%.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and how many lambs does it take to make one lamb-skin condom?
Oh, and I don't even know how they make you.
Sad.
Oh, that is sad. They still make them out of lambskin?
Daddy.
I'm going to say 3.
No, Buzz.
1.
Right.
Yeah. 1
there
lamb.
You go, Mr. Sleep in the Nude.
He knows that.
You had that correct.
Honey, I brought chocolate home.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Who's that on TV?
I don't know, but look, there's Mr. Clean's at the White House standing next to some guy with a striped tie. And look, Ed McMahon is biting stuff out of Johnny Carson's butt. Looks like he's chewing out his polyps. I wonder if they want Mr. Clean to help out.
Hello. That is a great index. I swear to God, I love that. That is Harper's Index.
That is Mr. Clean.
Hello.
Damn.
Two Americans killed on the job by robots. Oh. Same amount of Americans that are killed when a soft drink machine falls on them after they're shaken.
I've seen that robot. That robot pushed over a soft drink machine. And then he went over and shook hands with Mr. Clean.
Hello? Not in my show. I'm trying to take a call here.
Hello?
As a segue. Hello?
Hello?
Trying desperately to take a telephone call.
This Mrs. Clean.
Hello?
Are you Mrs. Clean? Come on now, speak up, honey.
All right, I tried to take a call there.
Hello?
I really tried. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hi.
Quick question. Do you know if it was the same robot that killed the two guys?
No, I don't know if it was the same robot or not.
Good question.
Because then it would officially be a killer robot. And you could make a movie about it.
Thank you, my friend. It was a robo-death.
Just wondering.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, buddy. All right. Now, we got to do a break, and then we'll come back and select one of these wacky stories. Thank you to Harper's Index for those kooky facts. We're all still marveling at that statistic that
yeah.
Something like 40% of the Americans don't know who Al Gore is, but 93% know who Mr. Clean is.
Sure. Look at that, that's Mr. Clean!
Woo! You know, we went through our files, and we have Mr. Clean's phone number.
The original Mr. Clean.
The real Mr. Clean.
I love you, Mr. Clean!
His name is House Peters. The guy, the bald guy, this is not a gag.
Look at that, I recognize him. Yeah. He's Mr. Clean.
And Mike, like Johnny Carson, he's beat cancer.
Well, that's good.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's some wild stuff.
He's beaten cancer. Excuse me, I said he's beat cancer.
You said it right the first time.
Mr.
He
Clean.
Beat it, Mr. Clean.
Be calm.
Who's that tall guy with the black hair? In a suit.
I don't know, but that's yours, Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean!
Hey, did you hear the... Billy Joe and Bobby Joe was killed by a robot.
Yeah. You know who to save today? Mr. Clean!
Hello?
Hello, is this Mr. Clean?
Mr. Clean, yes. I think he's still around here. Just see, I'll get him in just a second.
He's wacky.
How are you?
Yeah, Mr. Clean, it's him.
Mr. Clean, hey, listen.
How are you, Mr. Clean?
This is Don and Mike, and we're doing a national radio show right now.
Oh, yes.
Hello.
Didn't I talk to you once before?
Yes, we spoke with you once before, Mr. Clean.
We didn't.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we didn't.
I think we did.
From you come out of Universal on between 1 and 3, something like that.
No.
No, I really don't think we've ever had you on our show.
I think we did.
No.
Are you just being that way?
No, I really do. I seem to have a memory of chatting with Mr. Clean.
I don't remember, but either way.
Sure, it doesn't matter.
Listen, he's the real-life Mr. Clean. He's battled back from cancer. Mm-hmm. His loyal fans love him. And we just wanted to tell you a statistic that we just read.
Yes.
A statistic that says 43% or something like that of Americans don't know who Al Gore is. They couldn't recognize him from a picture.
That's what I've heard.
But 93% of all Americans know who Mr. Clean is.
You're quite right, sir.
Congratulations on that.
You were familiar with that statistic, Mr. Clean?
I heard that. Somebody called me on that, yeah.
Yes.
That's great. And are you still making appearances as Mr. Clean?
Well, we're supposed to go to San Francisco, but not during these holidays, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And are you still keeping yourself in shape, Mr. Clean?
Yeah.
Mr. Clean?
Yeah.
Do you go out on tour like with Madge the Manicurist?
No.
And Rosie the Quicker Picker Upper, or what's that lady's name?
Oh.
The lady that was Rhoda's mom.
Yeah, Rose. Who was it?
Nancy Walker. What? Mr. Clean.
Hello, Mr. Clean.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm sorry. We were all talking at the same time.
Were you asking us a question?
Yeah, I was asking you a question. What television show were you with?
See, Mike.
Yeah.
Who is it?
We are on the radio, sir.
On the radio, okay. Uh-huh. Now give me your real name. Who are you?
My real name is Bruce Wayne.
You're not drinking the cleaning product now, are you, Mr. Clean?
No.
And this is my youthful ward, Dick Grayson. Listen, we're just a couple of disc jockeys. As we mentioned, sir, my name is Don, and this is my friend Mike.
Hello.
And we called because we read that statistic that you had heard about, that more people knew who you were than Al Gore was.
That's true, yeah.
Yes, Mr. Clean.
Kidded about that, too.
You get kidded about that, Mr. Clean?
Oh, sure.
Really?
How'd you get the job as Mr. Clean?
Is it happy hour, Mr. Clean?
I didn't pick you up then. What'd you say?
Yeah, don't worry about it. Are you happy to be Mr. Clean?
Oh, we're having fun at it. My so-called manager, so to speak, we're writing an autobiography, and all of a sudden they picked this up from the Orange County Register and put it in the Globe. And it's surprising. After all these years, I've been away since the 60s, and I did the Mr. Clean, and I was the first one.
How's Mr. Whipple doing?
Mr. Who?
You know, don't squeeze the Charmin.
I've heard that, but I've never met him.
Oh, you don't know him.
I did meet, what's her name?
Madge the Manicurist?
Oh, no, there's one other that was...
The Donut Man, the guy that makes...
Mother Nature.
Mother Nature. It's not nice to fool Mother Nature.
I met her at at the Beverly Garland at a court show there for entertainers.
You ever hang out with the Maytag repairman?
Well, he and I knew each other pretty well before he passed on.
Yes, that's right. There's a new one, Mr. Carlson from WKRP in Cincinnati.
I've never met him.
He's nowhere near as good.
I haven't been active since 68.
Yeah. Oh, since 68.
Oh, gotcha. All right, well, Mr. Clean, we just wanted to say hi, and more people know you than Al Gore.
You should be very proud of that.
You the man, Mr. Clean.
Well, it's nice of you to remember me.
And on the occasion that you would be enjoying a mixed beverage of choice, what would your favorite mixed beverage be?
If I enjoyed a mixed beverage?
Yes.
Okay, kind of think you might be now.
Yes, an adult beverage.
Oh,
I'm
drinking now. I take red wine and split it with water. That's about the limit of what I do.
Okay. What is that, Mike?
Red wine and splits it with water.
I thought
water.
He said red roll wine.
Yeah, I split it with water, that's it. I can't drink, and I never did drink too much.
So you water down your wine?
Yeah.
Well, okay. That's good. I guess make it last longer.
That's right.
Gotcha. Well, thank you, Mr. Clean.
Yeah, well, I thank you for your call.
We love you, Mr. Clean.
Bye-bye. Okay, partner.
Bye-bye. Okay, partner. It's Mr. Partner to you, Mr. Clean.
Take care, Mr. Clean.
Will do.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for the call.
You
have a wonderful Christmas.
Yeah.
And New
Happy holidays to you, Mr. Clean.
Thank you, Mr.
Clean.
Thank you.
I love you, Mr. Clean.
I'll take it.
All right, goodbye.
I love
bye-bye.
You, Mr. Clean.
Goodbye.
You just got Mr. Clean on the radio.
God.
Mr. Clean.
That wasn't brain cancer he had, was it?
Oh, no. Mr. Clean!
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, that car phone is off.
Aye. Oh, it's going to get better, I promise. I listen to you every day on the way home, and I just wanted to call and see why you're insinuating that all the questions that weren't answered in that poll were all people from the South.
Oh, I wasn't doing a Southern accent there. I was doing a generic Mr. Clean accent.
No, before when Don was going over all the different facts.
Oh, God. Lady, listen, why don't you give it a rest? Honey, it's a comedy show.
Oh, I know.
For God's sake.
Just give us a break.
Nothing on the Southern people so bad. We're all pretty friendly and we're not all
Y'all got a great sense of humor because every time I tell a joke, one of you calls up and screws up the whole goddamn show.
Well,
and happy
I
holidays.
Love you guys.
You stupid hick.
You make my.
You hick broad. Hey, did your daddy knock you up?
Nope, not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Didn't have time because you were going down to the local store to see Mr. Clean.
That's right. You got it.
Just have a little more fun. Lighten up a little bit.
Come on.
Have a great evening.
Lighten up a little bit.
I will now that you called.
Bye, guys.
Hit a phone pole.
Wouldn't that be fun? All of a sudden, that phone just goes tick, dead. They couldn't clean up that mess with Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean. Mr. Clean. Why are Southerners? Don't they have anybody who's on the radio locally down there who busts on them?
Oh, I'm in Springfield, Virginia.
Well, then what the hell do you care?
What do you care?
Because I'm from North Carolina.
We have fun with everybody, lady.
Oh, I know that. I think you guys are great.
Well, then why did you call?
I just wanted to know why you think all Southern people are stupid.
Why?
It's a joke!
Okay.
You know, it's a joke that you ruin when you call and ask these inane, stupid questions. You are the reason that Southerners have a rap for being stupid!
If you say so.
Oh, that's right. Now patronize me. That's right. Turn it around to me. That's right. If you say so, Don.
That's that little school marm tone. It's driving us nuts. Makes me want to drink a whole quarter. Mr. Clean!
But that's what makes your show so much fun.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. It's giving me bad headaches.
This is not fun.
Give me a bad ice cream headache right now. You're giving me a Slurpee headache.
You don't get it. You know that, don't you? You don't get the show.
Oh, of course I get the show.
No, you don't.
I listen every day.
No, you don't.
Sure I do.
Oh, I believe you listen every day. I just don't think you get it.
You don't get it.
Because you're a Southerner.
No.
Because Southerners are so stupid.
No. We're stupid.
Yes, you are.
Oh, I was waiting for that music. That's what I was waiting for.
Right.
That irritates you, doesn't it? That irritates you, doesn't it?
No, now I feel quite at home.
Yeah, yeah. So I took the butcher knife and I put it up to her neck. And I said, you better start frying them eggs with Mr. Clean.
Well, you guys, I'm at home now, so I got to get off here. But you guys have a great evening and a good holiday.
You are humorless.
No way.
And I'm betting you're frigid, too.
Frigid and humorless.
Not quite.
You haven't laughed during this entire conversation.
Well, that's because you're not listening close enough.
To all your great barbs?
To your guffaws that we just didn't pick up because we're talking too much?
Of course.
I bet you could defrost a steak in your lap. Or rather, you would
freeze a steak.
Freeze a steak. You know what I meant.
That's right. You could take a fresh steak, put a little Mr. Clean on it, and put it in the lap and it would freeze.
No, you had it right with the defrost part.
Yeah, you're hot. Okay.
All right. Have a great day, guys.
Yeah, listen, thanks for screwing up our show.
Thanks
you're
a
welcome.
Lot. Thanks for nothing.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hillbilly.
Yeah, thank
hillbilly.
You.
Hillbilly, inbred hillbilly.
No, not inbred. Just
yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Proud of
yes,
it.
You are.
A hillbilly and proud of it.
You're an inbred. You're the result of cousins making love.
No way.
Yes, you are.
No
totally,
way.
Totally, 100%.
Making love in a bathtub filled with Mr. Clean.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Pain in the ass. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hello, how are you guys?
We're doing great, thank you.
Good, good. I'm calling from Greenville, South Carolina.
Oh.
No. I'm calling. Thank you guys for cutting on the Southerners because they're hilarious. When you
listen, Jesus Christ. Southerners are not singled out more than anybody else on this show. We have fun with everybody.
You know what it is?
I agree 100%.
People from the South have a real inferiority complex. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that.
We don't cut on Southern people more than anybody else.
We cut on everybody equally.
And I was no more, none of us in here were thinking anything about the South when we were doing that Mr. Clean thing at all.
I was.
I know that. I agree with you guys.
Totally. See, that music wasn't playing. And now when you play it, it's like, Mr. Clean!
Mr. Clean!
Hello, Mr. Clean.
Listen, thank you, my friend.
Thank you guys, all Radio
right.
God.
Thank you. All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you guys know that Mr. Clean was like a case study in advertising. It was all designed for housewives in the 50s, sexual thing.
That doesn't surprise me.
It was like, to appeal to the fantasy of women at home and working in the house, and then there was this big, bald, bicep-y guy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to have to explain to you what the top of Mr. Clean's head looks like.
It looks like a thing.
It sure does.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
A little symbolism with Mr. Clean.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Can I yell at that woman who just called?
No, listen, I just yelled at her real good.
Oh, good.
I yelled at her real good.
I'm so glad.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I got a question for Cliff Clavin.
Did you just burp? There was a burp right there, wasn't there?
Did you just burp before we picked up that phone?
No.
I heard an audible burp. I heard it, too.
I heard a belch before you started speaking.
Confess. Was it you?
No.
Come on now, we're going to make you wash your mouth out with Mr. Clean.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Who's the vice president? I don't know. Hey, but that's Mr. Clean.
It's Mr. Clean.
Hello.
Who's the vice president?
Yeah, who is the vice president?
Al Gordon.
No, it's Mr. Clean.
Hello, what can we do for you?
Mr. Clean, I was just throwing a point to my boss that, I would be able to get on the air with you guys.
Really?
Yeah.
Man,
hey, Rob.
If you hadn't been on so long, I would have deleted this call out, and then this guy would never have been on the air. Yes, I guess the point being anyone can call our show. We're very proud of that.
I think we've proven
that.
That's me. Yeah, it's you.
Yeah, he's in there flipping out. He's like, I ain't you, man.
I'm amazed that he actually knew who the vice president was.
Yeah. Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, Don, Mike, Radio Don.
Hello, my friend.
Did you call before with the same phone?
No.
All right, just sounds like the same phone.
This is another guy with a bad phone.
Hello?
What's a payphone? Maybe that's the problem.
Gotcha.
Hey, actually, I wanted to call the
thank you guys, man. You saved my life. I almost became a serious person with a serious road rash. And I was about to...
With a road rash?
A road rage, sorry.
Oh, serious road rage.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm a car here. I drive all day, and I have to deal with these idiots here in Deodar, Kansas. And I was about to move 50 cal from the hood of my car, and you guys, I found you, and you saved me.
Thank you. We soothe the savage beast.
That's right. I mean, on behalf of everybody, I'd like just to say to you, yeah.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I don't know how they're so definite, though. Maybe the cows tip them off when they're milking them. July 3rd. I didn't understand you, sir.
Jerry!
No, I was right the first time. I don't understand you. Well, thank you, sir, whatever that was.
Jerry!
I can't believe I paid for this guy to be here.
The Don and Mike Show.
It is Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hello. Hello.
There you go.
Yeah, yes, sir. That's all I needed.
There you go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi.
Is this me for the first... Okay, I'm a first-time caller, so I'm just checking just to show you the kind of schmuck I am. It comes on, hello, Don and Mike. I'm like, hello, and then somebody else starts...
All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Now, next time, you'll be a second-time caller. Hello there.
Hey, that goofy guy that called before about Barbara Streisand?
Yes.
I heard that story this morning on a news show, too. That she and James Brolin made a sex video, and now they misplaced it, and she's having a nervous breakdown.
Wow. That just sounds so contrived that it's almost believable.
Have you heard about that, Buzz?
It's not on The Wire or any of the sleazy papers I read. I understand they made the video with Mohamed Al-Fayed.
he was arrested.
Sleazy papers. Don't ruin my image of you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Goodbye. Hello, Dynamite Show.
I
wonder if there's any butt love in that tape.
Can you imagine that? It's released. AAMCO.
Hello, Don and Mike Show and her.
Beep, beep.
Okay.
Imagine her ass. Barbara Streisand's cottage cheesy ass. Four. Hello.
Hello.
Like a golf ball. Right. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I was calling. You had the story on earlier about the landlord.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, we're going to try to call that guy right now. A guy who, we don't condone this. We simply report the news. In New York City, urinated.
New York City!
Oh. Urinated on a tenant's Chinese food. He was caught on video.
I have a friend who knew someone who used to put feces in the refrigerator.
Why?
Would you like to go any further with that? You know, after that story.
I mean, some people put Arm & Hammer in the refrigerator
so it wouldn't go bad, or...
I have no idea why he did that, but I thought it was really gross, and when I heard you guys talking, it reminded me of it, so I was like, I got to call and tell
you. So you what? No one ever offered any explanation,
what?
And you never inquired as to why the person put feces in the refrigerator.
Oh, frankly, I didn't want to know why he did it.
That'd be a great name for a band. And now here's the new Buzz clip by Feces in the Refrigerator. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Hey, it's all part of Westinghouse Opportunity Day.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Sure, have a good day.
All right,
bye-bye.
All right, let's forget about that call. Let's try to call the guy who really did urinate on the Chinese food.
Forget about it. Okay. See if he's out of jail yet. No word on whether he's been bailed out or not.
The guy's first name is Dennis. Busy.
Sure.
Dennis.
That means we have two Dennises on the show today.
One of them still waiting on hold. Let me just make sure he's still waiting on hold.
Very excited, waiting on hold.
Patiently. Hello, Dennis.
Hello. How you doing?
Sorry,
Dennis, can I help you?
Hold on. Dennis, can I help you?
Dennis hears date, and he comes running. Now we're trying to call the other Dennis.
Ah.
Ring.
Ring, ring, ling, ling, ling.
Here we go.
This is not the best Chinese food I've ever had.
Your sign said guaranteed.
Well, he's probably not picking up the phone, right?
He can't be in heavy media demand. I can't think that Regis and Kathy Lee are trying to book him for their next show. How the hell did you come up with that idea? That's a lot of messages, man. The tone indicates how many messages are on the machine. Dennis!
This is Don and Mike calling.
Dennis, most people I'm sure calling you are calling you to tear you down, to rip you apart. We'd like to know, you know, how long were you doing that, man?
Yeah, we'd love to have you on the show.
We're not here to judge.
Right. But we have the least judgmental show in America.
If possible, you know, you're kind of a hero to us.
Absolutely.
In a weird way.
So we'd love to hear from you.
We saw the surveillance tape.
And we thought you looked great in it.
A great performance.
Absolutely. You were so calm and collected. It looked like you'd had practice.
I can't tell you how long we've contemplated doing something like that to our boss. We've never had the guts to actually go ahead and do it.
So we'd like to hear, you know, what are your tricks? Your tricks of the trade.
Dennis Kuchmak. He's the man.
Mm-hmm.
And we hear a story that you also went number two in the ladies' food.
That's just incredible that you would actually take that plunge.
Right, Buzz? Is that what you said?
That's what the report says.
Those little chunks?
So, you know, we know you might be in demand from various news organizations, but we'd really like to know the real Dennis, and we'd be willing to give you a forum right here on our show if you'd like to explain things.
National show, and no one will treat you with more kid gloves than we will. We've got a soft spot in our hearts for feces and urination.
As a matter of fact, you might say we'd be wearing gloves when we do this interview.
All right? So, listen, if you'd like to be on a radio show that won't judge you, you know, who knows? Maybe you had good, legitimate reason for breaking into that woman's house and urinating and defecating on her food.
Absolutely. Lack of control. You just had to go and you didn't have time to make it.
We'd like to ask the questions that the other shows won't ask. How long you been doing it?
Absolutely.
What's the variety of food? Did you ever ask her the next day what she had to eat the night before?
We won't trouble you with any of those ugly questions like why.
You ever do it when you know she had other people coming over? What's the easiest food to pee into?
I would guess it would probably be one of those big lasagnas.
You ever pee in her lasagna?
And tell her it was raining.
And when you went number two, how did you work that? I saw the video where you brought the little box of Chinese food down to your crotch and you urinated in it, but how did you do the exercise where you went number two in her food?
Were you a catcher in high school? Like maybe playing baseball? Because, you know, you'd have to have pretty strong knees.
In this day, with, you know, the media's out to get you, man. They're out to make you out to be some kind of a bad guy.
What do they know, Don?
And right now, this is the Don and Mike show saying, you know what? We don't know about Dennis Kuchmak, the man who urinated and defecated into one of his tenants' food for over 3 years.
And after we do, we're going to house sit for our general manager, Ken Stevens, on his next vacation.
All right, well, listen. Thank you, Dennis. Thank you. Is it soup yet?
Happy hunting.
Bye-bye. All right, we tried.
Yeah, there he is, Dennis Kuchmak.
Okay.
All right.
wow. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes. I was trying to reach Buzz Burbank.
Buzz, line yes. Four for you, Buzz.
I'm here.
Oh, Buzz.
Yes, sir. Turn down that radio.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Listen, you made a really good point earlier, the fact about Puerto Rico being a small-income country. What, you know, the fact that if they did become a...
See, I've started something.
Screw up. So wait, we should give them a free ride?
No. Nothing about a free ride. I'm just saying there's no sense in making them a state if they're not going to make enough money to be taxed.
Right, but we made a mistake by giving them the right to choose what they want to do, because now they're going to say we like it just the way it is.
The people that are arguing against statehood for Puerto Rico are saying that the money that they would make in taxes would almost be equal to the money that we would have to provide in services if they became a state.
No.
That's how many more services we would have to provide for Puerto Rico if they became a state.
I've been there, and I'll tell you something. They're a lazy bunch of people.
Exactly.
I've been there. You've been there with me, Mike. They're lazy. They have no work ethic. And you know why? Because they know they don't have to pay taxes.
No, exactly.
You make them pay taxes.
And if you made them...
Oh, God. Come on. I've been there. You've been there with me, Mike.
Yeah, I have. Yes, I have. I admit to that.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, am I on?
You get them to pay taxes? They snap right in line. I'm serious about that. About them having to pay taxes. Man, would I love to be able to live in this country and not pay taxes.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, it would.
Look how much money they take out of your check every week. And just think, if I lived in Puerto Rico, I would get all the benefits. I get United States security. I get to buy United States products. I get to come to the United States whenever I want. And yet, I don't have to pay a dime to Uncle Sam.
That would be great.
That sucks.
Listen to this guy.
That sucks.
Hi, Dunham Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
How's it going, yo?
Hey, Wiseacre. How are you?
Oh, I'm not Wiseacre. I just may come off like that. Don, I'm like, I got to ask you a question.
Bada, yeah, bada.
It's been burning a hole in my pants for the last year. I finally got into broadcasting school up here in Baltimore. I need to know if you will grant me an interview.
No, right now. Go ahead. Interview us right now.
Okay, Dynamite, what will it take, and Buzz, because, hey, you're a professional, too. Rob A. is, who I guess everybody's working there, is a professional. What am I going to need to do to go through this school with an edge so I come out of there and get a decent job and not doing the farm report for 30 years?
What you should do is you should find the guy that runs the school, ask to house sit, and then pee in his Chinese food.
Come on now, Mike, that's sick.
I've never known anybody who's gone to broadcast school who's been any type of a success in radio. Never.
It's true.
Well, why? Why is that impossible?
Mike, did you go to broadcast school?
I went to the Connecticut School of Broadcasting when I was 14 years old.
All right, I was connected to Mike. I knew it.
How old are you? No, you're not connected to me. How old are you?
21.
Yeah, see, there's the difference.
And I'd say the difference, all right, maybe Mike went there. Mike's the one who is the example against the...
I went when I was 14. I went because it was fun to do. We went on the weekends, and it was cool to see all the stuff. We got to go into WDRC in Hartford, and that was what we did it for. But as far as doing it if you're 21, 21.
When I was 14, I was already working in radio. Hell, I already had a job, man. What?
I've had a change of experience, but I wanted the accreditation. I wanted the ability to have internships and get credit for it. Otherwise, I couldn't get internships, get my foot in the door, and I really want to do this. It's a passion, or I wouldn't be here now. My life path has led me to this, or I wouldn't even be here to you right now.
You're annoying. If you want my real advice, my real advice would be to get your money back from the broadcast school and go see...
Listen to this, because I know it's all tongue-in-cheek.
That's my real advice. Get out of the broadcast school and go knock on doors and do anything at a radio station you can. Because you'll get much more there than you'll get out of some stupid broadcast school.
He's right.
The guy who's teaching you...
Yeah, I should point out that when I went to that broadcasting school, I never got a job out of that. I never did it.
Yeah, the guy that's teaching you is a guy who couldn't make it in radio.
Well,
so why do you want to learn from Professor Backwards?
What you get out of the school is you get practice in the studios.
Hey, listen, I got news for you. You can practice in your bedroom. All you need is a tape recorder.
I have been practicing, but they have actual studios at broadcast.
Yeah, well, then listen. Be my guest. Just give all your money to a broadcast school. Call me when you're selling shoes. I have given you valid advice, and you're not taking it.
Is this the interview? Well, I mean, I have plunked down the money. I'm on my third day of class, but I'd like a real, full-blown interview where I can prepare questions and come in and really make a difference. Because
No.
I know I'm funny. I know I can make you guys laugh.
Well,
I have
if you ever do get a job,
I've done it before. I know it's a case.
If you ever do get a job on the radio, you should call yourself Annoying Man.
God damn, you're annoying.
I already have that name, and I've just peed myself.
No, you don't. All right, goodbye now.
How about Leo Martini?
Oh, God. How about Jeff Shrinsky?
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, he's a guy that works here.
He's a guy that works here who's almost as annoying as you.
I'm not really annoying. It's just...
Oh, yes, you are.
I'm on the air with you guys. I mean, it's an honor. How often does that happen for a yokel?
You know, and also you're 21 and you sound like you're 14.
Thank you. That's what I strive for, Michael.
Oh,
he hates being called Michael.
You'll never succeed.
No, I know this. I listen to the show forever. I know you hate
me. I'm going
to
go one step further.
Michael.
It's not just broadcasting. You're going to be a failure in life.
You dick! What kind of advice is that? You're going to be a failure in life?
Mike, I disagree.
How many people told you that, and look where you're at?
I disagree. I think this man already is a failure.
Thanks a lot.
I really appreciate it. I'm going to punch myself right in the groin.
Why don't you go punch the guy at your broadcasting school that's taking your money and won't give you anything for it?
And why don't you punch yourself in the groin right now so we can hear that? That might be the only treat out of this call.
Okay. Let me wind up here.
I wish. All right, I'll tell you this. If you really, really have a passion for radio,
I do.
Then really hit yourself in the nuts hard.
Right now.
All right, are you ready? Because I'm just going to take a wind-up.
And I'm going to tell you, if you fake it, we're going to know, and I'm going to hang up on you, and your airtime will be over.
Okay. All right. Should I go with my strong arm?
No, enough of the yucking. Let's just do it.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
You mentioned radio as a passion.
Right.
It's been a passion for me, and I'm not goofing about this, since I was about 5 years old. I knew that this was what I wanted to do.
I will.
Do you feel that?
I do. I wouldn't say it. I wouldn't know to say it.
When you listen to the radio, do you feel magic?
It's pure magic. I do.
I'm trying to be. Then hit
this
yourself.
Is magic right now.
Then
this prove, is what I strive.
Prove it to me.
Right now.
Prove it to me. Hit yourself in the nuts as hard as you can.
One, two.
No passion there. There's no passion. But he didn't hit himself in the nuts.
No,
he didn't.
He'd never do that. He's too much of a wiseacre.
What a liar. I tell you what, I'll believe you if you...
Dynamite?
Yeah, what? Come on, you didn't hit yourself in the nuts. Really do it this time. You want my respect? A man's been in the broadcasting business for almost 25 years. Hit yourself in the nuts.
Again?
No, but this time really do it.
I'm bleeding from my ear.
Oh, no, you're not.
Okay, one more time. That's it, you bastard.
That was nice. You picked up a book or something, and you made this effect. You went...
Yeah. He's very showing his ability to improvise.
Come on, really. Punch yourself in the nads.
I would have to use a stapler for my fist, buddy.
All right.
Hold on.
Listen, buddy, you've blown it. This is not the actor school here.
Nope.
I wanted you to really hit yourself in the nuts. Do it with the telephone. Take the telephone and bang yourself in the nuts.
Let me take down my pants.
No, don't do that.
No, we don't need that. That's not necessary. No.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
What? Jesus Christ.
I don't believe it. I don't believe you hit yourself in the nuts. Hit yourself in the head. Let me hear you hit yourself in the head with the phone.
Okay.
That will be easy to gauge. Oh, right in the forehead.
I gotta get off the damn floor.
Right in the forehead.
Jesus, hang on a second.
Oh, come on.
Okay, here, come on. I want it right in the front of the cranium or towards the back.
Hit yourself in the head.
Square right in the front.
Go ahead. Do it.
No.
Hit your hand. I could tell you hit your hand.
You're even a bad actor.
Terrible.
You're a bad disc jockey wannabe. You're a bad actor.
And a failure at life.
Well, I tell you both are white devils.
I agree.
Buzz, you're excluded because you haven't said a damn word. I think you like me.
I'm Buzz is holding up a sign saying, hit yourself in the nads.
Again?
Yes.
Listen, they both retracted up into my abdomen. I can't really breathe too well right now.
And on the back side of that card, it says, jump out a window.
All right. Goodbye. Goodbye forever, broadcasting school.
No, now listen. Don and Mike.
No, listen, I'm very serious. First,
I
gave you real advice, and then I told you seriously to show me your passion by hitting yourself in the nuts, and you didn't do it.
I did it three times. It blew. I'm telling you. Listen, I can snap a picture and send
it. He's going to go out tonight and get the picture taken. He's going to buy some blue paint.
He will.
Hello.
Look, they're blue.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, I have a story for you about why actually someone would want to leave feces in food. For someone,
of course. Isn't that obvious?
Oh, now we can get the answer.
In college, my roommate used to leave food out all the time, wouldn't clean up after himself.
This is the woman's private apartment, though.
This is the landlord that broke into a lady's apartment.
Well, this is just another story about a reason you would want to crap in someone's food.
No, I don't think I want to hear that. You know, coming on, I tell you what, I'll listen to your story if you hit yourself in the nuts as hard as you can.
Which hand?
That's the order of the day. If only we could really tell.
Nobody wants to take me up on that offer. Unlimited airtime. Bang yourself in the nads. Really hard. Hello.
Mike, salutation long ashes. Don, thank you for your service to our country.
What can we do for you?
Hey, got a story about a guy I work with. Him and his wife went down to Mexico somewhere, and another couple went with him.
Oh, wait, hold on. Is this about toothbrushes?
Old story.
How many times have we got to hear this one? There was a picture taken.
Yeah, they actually had everything
stolen.
The guy
put the toothbrushes in his mouth.
The only thing they left was the camera, and then when they had the pictures developed out of the camera, they had a picture of their toothbrushes.
Right.
Yeah.
Why don't you hit yourself in the nuts right now?
I'm going to right now.
I wish somebody would. I'd give a prize to someone who really would bang themselves in the nuts.
You have absolutely no way to tell, though.
Yeah.
I think if done correctly, that the response, and we've all,
you know, had our bell rung,
The response would be one that you can't fake. You can't fake getting hit in the nuts. You can't fake it. No. I don't want to tell you what it sounds like so someone out there will do
right.
it.
Right.
But you know what, you go. I mean, it's a bad feeling.
Very bad.
It varies, though. The sound actually varies because some people it can be total silence, and other people, like Bob Papetti, when we were playing JV baseball, and we were playing indoors, and he got a baseball. Coach Grogan was hitting ground balls, and it went off the cinder block wall, and it hit him at an angle that was a direct hit, and he screamed. He screamed passionately, like going,
"I'd love that."
Ah! And ran down the hallway.
Yeah, sure. That would be great.
Mm-hmm.
There's someone who could make it in radio, Mike.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Big Face Records, in association with Curvature Productions, proudly presents a collection of music from one of America's loveliest actresses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ann Ramsey.
Soldier Boy. Little soldier boy, come over here, soldier boy.
The beautiful Ann Ramsey sings her favorite songs as only she can.
You are so beautiful to me.
The sounds of Ann Ramsey, now available for a limited time on CD and Scotch tape. Share the magic.
You make me so very happy.
This musical treasure is not available in stores, but you can get it now. Just send a check or money order for $75, along with a box of Depend undergarments to The Sounds of Ann, Box 999999, Butt Scratch, Maryland,
99999. As long as I know how to love, I know I will survive. I will survive. Hello, this is Ann Ramsey. Please buy this album, and while you're at it, get me a soda with ice.
The Sounds of Ann, a collection of Ann Ramsey's favorites. Order yours today, and tell them Big Mama sent you.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. And listen, my wet thing is better.
Really?
Yeah.
Your wet thing? You were having a problem with your wet
problem?
Thing?
Well, I didn't talk about it.
Uh-huh. Man, that just stopped me in my tracks.
Yeah. Well, then I have achieved my objective.
Your wet thing?
Yeah, I had no problem with it. But it's okay now.
Would you care to elaborate?
Yes. Now, it's going to be tough to explain.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
And you know what made me think about it? That was, I was just talking with Buzz.
All right.
In the bathroom. About Buzz's butt and stuff like that.
Yeah, we're all falling apart.
And I was telling Buzz, I was saying, hey, listen, I think it's really great that you've been so open about, you know, your colonoscopy and everything up. And then I thought, well, I do have a little medical situation that I didn't talk about.
Wow.
Well.
Really?
Yes. It happened last weekend.
Well,
now let me describe this very delicately.
You weren't at the beach at the beach.
Oh, no,
in the water, were you?
No, but it involves my swimming trunks.
All right,
sure. I had a pair of swimming trunks on.
Yes.
And you know how the front part of your swimming trunks, they have like that mesh material?
Yeah, the little pocket in there. They're what separates swim trunks from regular gym shorts.
And right? it goes over the whole front crotch area.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a little pocket in there.
No. The ones that I had, it wasn't a pocket. It's like the front of it. The whole front of the bathing suit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Kind of bathing suit? Like a panel.
Yeah.
Like a mesh panel.
But anyway.
You put your legs down through it, right?
Yes, of course you do, right. But it's got a spot right over your privates.
Right.
Where there is some of that mesh material.
Sure, the mesh is like it's like a brief inside the shorts.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I got in the car after being out on the beach in the water and everything.
Right.
And I got a small car. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
And, you know, I'm not a small man.
Right.
You know, and if you want a size ratio, it's Drew Carey, man. That's it. I mean, he weighs the same as me. Every time I see him on TV, I say, that's me, man. Except, unfortunately, in my case, Drew Carey's better looking than me. So picture Drew Carey getting into a very small car.
You got a better haircut, though.
Yeah, but he doesn't have a bald spot.
Yes, he does.
But he has those thick glasses.
I think he does have a bald spot. He's
really
got blonde hair, so you probably don't notice it.
As big as an egg?
I don't know how big it is.
And I think mine's getting bigger, too. But anyway, that's another problem.
Yes, so you're getting in your car.
So I get in the car, and the swimming trunks, mm-hmm. as I'm working my way into the seat, they're getting tight.
Okay.
They're tight, and they're pulling against my front crotch area.
Wow. As opposed to your back crotch area.
Right. Okay. You know what I need?
I know this is very, obviously music. It's very difficult for you to talk about.
Yeah.
I think you need music.
I need a paper towel.
Okay.
I need a paper towel to demonstrate.
Okay.
Somebody grab me a paper towel. Right.
You know, I'm always trying to think what you're talking about.
There's no way. Yeah. Listen, and I don't know how.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Was there agony involved?
Yes. Wow. Agony that lasted for many days. Oh. And I've been silent about it until now.
Oh, man.
All right.
Okay. So, you see, like, on this paper towel?
Yes.
This is much like the material inside the front of my bathing suit. You see all the little holes there, all the little perforated holes?
Yeah. Yeah. The only difference would be they wouldn't be filled like that.
Right. Though, right? So, right. I'm going to poke some holes. Like, these would be the air holes.
Right.
Okay, and that little mesh part in the front of my bathing suit.
Gotcha.
Well, okay. On my Johnson, okay, the, you know, on this part.
Yes, okay. On the very end.
Right, okay. That was pressing against the mesh to such a degree that when I took my pants off when I got home, I thought, ow, hey, my thing hurts. Mm-hmm. What had happened was, it's like you see on this right here, Mike, you see if I push my finger like this on this, you see how the skin kind of comes up in little holes there?
Yes.
Through the little holes?
Trapped a little bit in the mesh.
What happened was, I ended up with, I swear to God this is true.
I don't doubt it for a second.
It has to be. I ended up with like 15, 17, what looked like very small pimples,
right
on the end
of
my best friend,
and because of the incredible pressure,
right. And this happened
because you were jammed into that car seat, and,
right.
And what happened?
The suit was wet,
and it rode up on you, causing the mesh fabric to tighten.
Now, as I am driving, and feeling this, I'm thinking, oh, well, I can't get out of the car and put my hand down the front of my pants, and I also. Because they're riding up on me and they're wet, I couldn't do anything until I got home. Now, I got home and I took my pants off and I went, oh, my God. You know, I mean, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know if something bit me in the
like maybe
water.
Sea nettles or something like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Jellyfish.
Exactly.
I didn't tell anybody about this.
Mr. Jaws.
I told nobody about this.
Yeah.
My wife doesn't know about this.
Maybe
nobody
you had some kind of fishy swimming down there.
No. Yeah. It's from the mesh.
Right.
It's from... Just imagine the incredible pressure. And it was a 20-minute ride.
Was there a great deal of pain, too?
Yes.
Yeah.
There was an incredible amount of pain.
Well, you're very sensitive there, nerve endings and such.
We'll say who isn't.
Sure.
So what it was like, if someone had something mesh, I could really demonstrate this. Do you understand what I'm saying? That
I know exactly
the skin
what you're
got
saying.
Pushed through.
There was so much because of the angle and the pressure.
And listen, because I can't help it.
And the length of time.
God was good to me down there also. So all of
those
combinations led for a very painful last 6 to 7 days for me.
Because of the length of time, obviously, that's why the marks were so deep and permanent.
Yeah.
Did you feel pain at the beginning? I mean, I'm wondering whether...
Felt uncomfortable.
But you didn't feel the need to adjust?
No, this is what I'm saying.
It all could have been averted with a simple move to the left or right.
I'm driving in the car. They're tight on me to begin with.
Right.
They're wet. And all I'm thinking is that, like, it's rubbing up against something in there. Maybe I felt like at the time, like, maybe I had some sand in my bathing trunks. And I thought, well, this would be okay when I got home. Well, when I got home,
I have another question.
I took a look and I go, oh, like, you know, like something out of a movie down there.
Is there a chance that initially the sensation was not altogether unpleasant? And perhaps that's why you didn't adjust, you didn't feel the need to adjust.
Perhaps. Perhaps, Mike.
Oh, dear.
I'm very easily aroused. You know that.
You would,
I can't help
it. You know, we're fresh on the heels of you talking about your story with your mesh in the waves when you were out in the water.
Yes, but
you had that little problem.
In that case, mesh was my friend. In this case, the mesh was not a friend of mine.
So how long has this been going on?
This happened to me last Saturday.
You're better? You're better now?
Yes. And if you don't think that first 3 or 4 days was not crazy, looking down there, you know, it's
in.
Oh, my God. You know, it looks like... Like, I don't know. Like, I've been... I don't know. I don't know. It was... Yeah. That's scary, man.
Once bitten.
Anything.
Yeah. You know, like, all them little bumps and stuff off there.
I'm sure you... Terror. When you finally did... You know, when you figured out what it was.
Ouch. And then I thought, I can't tell anybody about this.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't told anybody. Because now, fortunately, they're going away.
They've gone away because of...
Almost all gone away.
Almost. There's
any treatment...
Salve, bomb, anything like that.
Gold bond.
Gold bomb works for anything.
Sure. Listen, I didn't know. First off, I was too embarrassed to tell anybody about that. Yeah. And second, what would the treatment possibly be? I mean, the only time that time I felt comfortable was when I didn't have pants on.
Right.
And even when I would get into bed at night.
Can I ask a question?
If I would roll the covers, it was so uncomfortable. Yeah. Yes, Mike.
I'm loaded with questions about this. Would that have been... Why you wore jeans the day of the broadcast?
Now, there you go, Columbo. Correct. You are absolutely correct.
Ah. Does that mean that you were wearing jeans sans underwear?
No, there was underwear.
There was underwear.
There was underwear, but I wore the jeans as extra protection.
Uh-huh. And you didn't want anything moving around.
Right. And when you have a pair of jeans on as opposed to a pair of shorts, which...
Everything stays where it should be.
Right. That was the real reason I had... It was like 120 degrees. Somebody called us the other day and asked...
Yeah, so what were you wearing, jeans? And now, you know, that question just seemed logical.
That's why I had jeans on, you know. Oh, my Peter. So,
that feeling, had extra meaning.
Feeling better now, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Feeling strong now.
Take a couple of aspirin.
Yeah. Feeling good now. Hello, Don and Mike Show. All the bumps are almost gone.
Are the bumps almost gone?
Almost. Hello.
Almost. Yes. What you could actually do is go to your doctor and get a medication. It's called dicloxacillin.
See, that's the thing. Thank God it was okay. But what am I? I feel like an idiot telling you guys about it. Now I go to the doctor.
You know, we're going
to
get the calls now. You know, we're going to get those.
Well, I'm
medical
not taking
calls.
Those calls.
The worst case scenario.
I'm not
here.
Taking any of those calls. So don't even bother calling because everything's fine.
Good.
It's like it didn't hurt when I peed or anything.
Other than that, what you had was a hair follicle infection.
A what?
You actually irritated the hair follicles?
No, he's talking about the very end where there is no hair.
I'm not talking...
There's hair everywhere on your body.
Listen, the part that I'm talking about, there's no hair there. And you better pull your pants down and take a quick look, my friend, because if you got hair there, something wrong with you.
There's no hair there.
Yes.
No. I'm talking
now,
about...
Now, wait a minute. You're saying there's hair everywhere on your body. No, there's not hair there.
Yes.
What, little tiny hairs?
Yes.
Not me.
Now, what's your medical degree?
I'd rather not go into that.
Well, why? You're making a bold statement here.
I was simply telling you that if it
doesn't
cure up in 7 to 10 days, you can take medication for it. And if there is something that...
Listen, all I'm concerned about is there is no hair there. There is no hair there. No hair. None.
Smooth.
Smooth as a baby's bottom.
Well...
Check a baby's bottom. There's hair there.
Well, but you mean... But how, are you a doctor?
No.
Well, then what am I listening to you for?
You don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, listen, and if you're not willing to back up your position with some credentials, I have to move on to another expert.
Move on.
And the microscopic hairs don't get, like, infected.
Listen, I'm telling you, these are like big bumps, man.
It's from the mesh.
The mesh.
Like a bunch
did you know it was from the mesh early on, or did you think it could be anything?
I didn't know what it was. When I first took my pants off, I really flipped out.
Right.
My first thought was that something had... It stung me in the water, but I thought,
jellyfish.
How could something sting me down there? I did have my pants off in the water.
Water, separations, cracks, you know, anything.
Oh, God. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. You remember those little Play-Doh machines you had when you were a kid?
You mean the Fun Factory?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Does it kind of look like the spaghetti coming out of the end?
All right. You know what? I'll give you this. That's an excellent example. Yes, except... Right as you push down on the handle, just when the smallest bit of Play-Doh would come out.
So you take that little knife that came in the Play-Doh set and
you
got a nice little snack.
Ouch.
Stop.
Okay, no more calls on that subject.
The Play-Doh Fun Factory.
Okay.
Finest, so there. One of the finest toys ever invented.
Get once well again. Soon. Yes, thank you, Buzz. Once again, I've bared my soul to you, my friend.
You feel better, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you feel better, not physically. You feel better emotionally now that you've been able to share this and purge yourself.
Well, I wanted to talk about it, and it wasn't until it had fixed itself that I felt I could talk about it. Hello?
Hello?
And for whatever reason, when I was talking to Buzz in the bathroom about Buzz's colon, that's when I suddenly thought, hey. Mm-hmm.
I guess, am I on right now?
I got a wacky medical story I can tell.
Yeah. We're all falling apart.
We are.
You're on the air. Hello?
Oh, yeah. I'm a doctor, and I was just calling to say that you don't have any hair down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think so. That guy, you know, that guy just didn't want to admit he was wrong.
It's a mucous membrane. You don't have hair on the inside of your mouth. If you had hair on your inside of your mouth, that you could have hair down there.
It's a mucous membrane?
Yeah, originally it was a mucous membrane. It's a mucous membrane.
Mm-hmm. One thing, that'd be fun blowing your nose. You know what I mean?
One thing, you weren't taking any medication before this
one. No.
Okay. Because there are some reactions.
Except my Prozac.
That's Prozac doesn't work.
But no, I'm kidding. Your body's developed an immunity to that.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, well, I take 100 tablets a day, Mike.
Wow.
Jesus Christ, I don't get a thing off it. All right, thank you, doctor.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
So everything on your wet thing doing better?
Everything's great.
Good.
Good for you.
Show anybody who wants to see.
The moral of that story is buy a looser suit.
Yes. Yeah, and listen, if you feel something in the car, for goodness sake, stop.
Yeah.
On the side of the road.
Take a break.
Take a break.
Mm-hmm.
Rearrange yourself.
Buy one of those suits that Rob A. has. You can use it for a bathing suit. It's also great for camping.
I love Don and Mike's show.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you had, you're talking about the little holes and stuff like that, if you had sex with your wife, because she might be expecting, you know, certain ribs next time.
Oh, my God.
Well, I will tell you something, that I did have really fantastic relations with my wife.
Right.
On that Saturday night, and it was mainly a test for me,
uh-huh.
You know, because I wanted to make sure that everything would be okay, and
so you
no problem.
You obviously what?
It was a test.
It was just a test.
Okay.
Scary.
And listen, let me just throw this out that we can change the subject. That would also show you how much attention my wife pays.
Well, perhaps it was one of those sneak attacks. And
No. This was a lights on and everything, man.
She was looking out the window.
No, she never looks down there. You know what I mean?
There's a feeling in there.
Sorry, thank you.
Oh, wow. Okay. We got some sick people in this audience.
Okay, well, golly.
Everything better now?
Yeah, things are great now.
Well, if it keeps up, cold compresses.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Look at the way they admire and adore him. That's it. If he can teach a class, he can teach a class. I mean, I can teach a class.
What is your area of expertise?
Well, I can tell the difference between butter and I can't believe it's not butter.
No, you can't, Mr. Simpson. No one can.
Oh, I failed again. Everybody can teach a class but me. I'm an idiot. What am I going to tell my wife and kids?
Oh, you're married?
That depends. Is there another way to get this job?
No, Mr. Simpson. What I mean is we may have a job for you after all. We need someone to teach a course on how to build a successful marriage.
I'll do it. Anything to get me out of that house, away from all that nagging and noise of a family of love. Sha-la-la-la.
The Don and Mike Show. Providing you with plenty of emotional scarring. The Don and Mike Show.
Cosmopolitan Magazine.
All right.
The X-rated sex survey.
Ah, the sex survey.
And, of course, this is a woman's magazine.
Yes.
So what they did was they got all the questions and the answers from a woman's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
2,000 sexually active men were mailed a cosmopolitan survey asking them to confidentially reveal what turns them on.
Oh, behave.
Cosmo has tabulated their enthusiastic replies.
Mm-hmm.
And here you go.
All right.
First off, this is the first lie. I see a first lie right here already.
Okay, very good.
Men are mushy.
Mm.
You know, I'd like to know if these are married guys that took this test.
Yeah. Right.
And if so, how long these guys had been married?
It's either married guys that are completely dominated or single guys that are lying through their teeth.
Or guys like who have just gotten married.
Sure.
Guys who really do feel mushy.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, there is that gray area where you do really feel that way. And then, then I don't know when it is.
For me, that moment hasn't happened yet, Mike. When
no,
the romance,
me neither, Don.
When the romance
no.
leaves the marriage after 15 years for me.
I know, and it's incredible, and yeah. I'm hoping to live up to that. My the romance still very much alive. As I know, Buzz, you've been married
sure.
a good long time, too.
Yeah, yeah, over 20 years.
And we got, you know, Rob A., the official newlywed of the show, still as fresh as the day he
Lord, yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Next stop, I've got to want to talk about Rob.
Please.
I'm giving Rob a little vacation from the show.
That's
right now.
That's very good.
Okay, so Men Are Mushy, it says, believe it or not, underneath his tough guy top coat, a man wants to slip between the sheets with a woman who makes him feel wanted and needed.
Mm-hmm.
59% of men that were in the survey, Cosmo Magazine, prefer to fall asleep snuggling to a woman. Okay?
Now, does that mean, like falling asleep, like closing your eyes and going to sleep? In, you know,
that is what the way
the
I read
spoon,
it.
In the spoon position, as I like to
yes,
call it.
Yes, spooning.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, I like to spoon, but then when it comes time for the actual sleep, I will do the complete 360 and roll over on my side.
Right. I start not with a spoon so much. My wife is laying on her stomach.
Right.
And what I do is I lay next to her, surprise, surprise, and I kind of drape my left leg
yeah.
over on top of her.
Do you do the arm, too? Do you put the arm over
no,
her?
No, the arm is always underneath the pillow.
Okay, see, because I do the arm, and I'm accused constantly of having the tree trunk arm on her back.
And generally, it's time for me to go to sleep when I realize that I need to move my leg.
And you remove the leg, and then you get into your comfortable
yes.
position. I think most guys are like that.
She moves yeah. and does. Now, here's another one. 54% of guys think that foreplay should last more than 15 minutes. All right, listen. Enough said on that one. 48% prefer having sex in dim or late afternoon lighting. I like every light right on in the room. I like it as bright as possible.
I like lights on. I don't like
I like to see everything.
I don't like bright lights, though.
41% like women to treat them lovingly in bed.
No, I think we all can agree on that one.
Sure. 99% of men are turned on when you grab them while you're in the kitchen. 95% are turned on when you cook them a special dinner. Who are these guys?
Oh, man. I'm in that category.
Who gets a boner after a good pot roast?
Oh, I'm just turned on was using it just as a generic term, baby.
90% like it when you don't wear a bra.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that.
Yeah. 90% like it when you send them a 90% of men are turned on. They like it when women send them romantic cards. You know, again, that's like if you're dating a girl.
Yeah, I mean, we're not, none of us are in that category.
Yeah. What's the point of that after you've been married a few years?
I'm trying to think if I've received a romantic card.
89% of men like it when you grab hold of their hand while walking down the street. Well, I gotta be in the mood for that myself. Sometimes
I like that. I do like that.
But sometimes I like just swinging my arms, and if my like a monkey, and if my wife wants to hold hands,
you shake it violently.
Yes,
out of the
I
way.
Do. You've seen us before. 83% of men get turned on when you laugh together in bed. Well, speak for yourself there. 81% of men get turned on when you watch porno movies together.
Oh yeah.
Not me. Porno movies are made for a party of one. You know what I'm saying?
You know something? I might have to amend that. I mean, I do like it occasionally. I do like it when it's on.
Oh, do you, Gif?
But it's never the comfortable thing. I'm inclined to agree that it's the party of one. And I think the vast majority of men would, if they were being honest, would admit to that.
Like we are.
Mm-hmm.
80% of men get turned on when you read erotica together.
What?
Hello, please.
No, come on.
Okay, let's see. I got more here. Turn-ons now. Turn-ons. When you hold his hand, when you send him flowers, when you walk down the street together with your hand in his back pocket. Well, that's very dangerous if you do that with me. You never know what you're going to get. You might have to wash your hands.
Hey, I'm just some of these questions. I'm amazed here. The hand in the back pocket thing.
Let me see. 20% say that giving oral is their favorite sexual activity. I say that those guys are lying. I mean, that's got to be a lie, right?
Giving more than receiving?
20% say that giving oral is their favorite sexual activity.
Forget about it.
Maybe Larry King.
Sure.
But that's it.
Well, he's so skilled.
22% rated receiving oral number one.
As far as like the number one turn on?
Where did they do the survey?
Yeah.
Hello. 83% are turned off by a passive lover, and 80% are turned off if a woman fakes a climax.
Well, how do you know? I mean,
most women we've had experts on this show that indicate that most men have no idea.
Yeah. And I just want to say, I bet there's a lot of women out there like my wife. God bless her.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't even try to fake.
Right.
I mean, what's the point? You know? I mean, do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, I know. I mean, the honesty is that if she's not satisfied, she's not going to do any dog and pony show for you.
Too bad. You know what
right?
You know what I'm saying?
That's it. Next question.
Right.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the great thing about being a guy.
Yeah.
I've never had one sexual encounter with my wife where I wasn't totally satisfied.
Yeah, you don't drink as much as I do. You know, so probably that one or two times when, it's just simply not up to the
oh,
game.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, just completely, okay, forget about it.
Oh, really?
It's time for me to go to sleep. It's one of those deals.
As a matter of fact, boy, I would really embarrass my wife if I tried to think about the last time that she was as pleased as I was. I mean, I do my best, in that job.
Mm-hmm. But, see, I actually am very fortunate in that. And it's not because of me, it's because of
the way your wife is made.
Because of the way my wife is made.
It's just about anything.
Either that or she is the greatest actress of our time and will tell me when I'm 68. Sometime we'll be walking down the beach and she'll say, you know something, honey? All those times I was lying. I hope to God that's not true. But who did we have? Is it Nora? Nora Hayden that came in here and every time and said, women do this for lifetimes sometimes and they don't, and their man doesn't know it. There's no way really to know.
Not my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, that was great.
Okay, are you done?
Yes. Let's turn on TV. Come here, give me a kiss.
But she's also indicated that she has gotten a great deal of pleasure.
Yeah.
Late, especially because of your incredible frequency.
Oh, I think I know what I'm doing. It's just whoever the marriage counselor is that said that the guys are like microwaves and women are like crockpots was absolutely right.
Sure.
I mean, I can do that job.
Yes.
If I've got the time.
Mm-hmm.
But most times I don't have the time.
Yeah, you just don't happen to have the time.
Just don't have the time.
Forget about it.
Very busy. And Buzz, what about you? How satisfied is your wife?
Well, I think very. And my philosophy on this is I want to hear applause whether it's sincere or not. I agree.
Most men, you've got a very unique and honest relationship with your wife there, where you don't, she doesn't put a performance on for you.
No, she digs it.
You don't care either. You don't care. That's rare.
No.
Yeah.
That's
what
rare.
Do I care? Listen, I got followers. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not saying nothing.
Forget about it. Let me call her. Let me totally ruin my relationship.
See, it's very important to me. To get that response, so that's very important.
Hello.
Hey, wrong person. Hello, Barty.
I'm sorry, Mom. Here, Mom, sorry. Here.
Oh, I bet you didn't want to talk to me about this. Well, why not? What the heck? Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Where's Mama?
Mom's trying to find the portable.
Oh, okay, I got you. How was school today?
Good.
Hey, we got the big sixth grade graduation tomorrow.
Okay, here she is.
Well, all right. He's getting in that mode now.
Hi, Daddy-O.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I was just listening with lots of curiosity.
I think that I've told things as they are.
Well, I don't know, Barty. You know what? You've got to go upstairs and practice piano, sweetheart.
Tell him to go watch TV,
Bart.
Tomorrow's the last day of school. Tell him to go watch TV.
It's TV. It's a TV summer.
I want to talk to Daddy.
Tell them to go watch TV.
Private. It's only like for millions. You know, the hypocrisy of that just occurred to me. Sweetheart, now he's mad at me.
Well, all right, he'll live with it.
Yeah.
Come on, tell him to go upstairs and watch television for a minute.
I'm not telling him to watch TV. We just had the anti-TV discussion about summertime coming up.
What discussion was that? I wasn't included in that discussion.
Of course you were included.
Oh, boy, subject changing. It's impossible not to change subject at this point.
If there's anything more important to me than sex, it's television.
That's right.
And I don't know what I'd choose. Given the choice, I would probably take television.
Mm. Yeah.
Because I'm satisfied from television every time I turn it on. What would I do with the thousands of times?
Oh, that's right. Because
I want to stop you there for a second. Are you completely satisfied? Are you satisfied with television every time you turn it on? I want you to think about what you just said.
Yes.
We're talking about any time you turn that TV on, you're going to find something.
500 channels, Mike. You know what I was watching this morning?
What?
What is the football that they play in basketball stadiums?
Arena football?
Ridiculous football where the field is like 20 yards long.
I don't doubt you were satisfied.
And they are bouncing the ball off these big nets.
I believe you.
This is why I don't have to fake it. We can just start talking about TV and he forgets all about the fact whether
totally
I'm satisfied or not.
Totally satisfied. But so what I've been saying here is true, correct?
Well,
I would also say, notice I'm not letting you get a word in edgewise. I would also say that we have a fantastic life between the sheets.
I'm very happy, but if you're saying that I don't, you know, scream and applaud, yeah, I mean, but I express my satisfaction, I think, in a low-key way, like, good show. You know,
that's it. I'll take that back. That I do get sometimes. I should say good job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good job.
Should say good
job.
You do
fine
work.
That's interesting.
That's fine work.
You know, like a painter. They got to.
It was pretty okay, huh?
Yeah. Absolutely,
right.
Huh?
But it's not, you know, when Harry met Sally, you know, in the deli kind of deal now.
But you've never been like that, even on the occasions when I've been able to bring you to that level.
No, I'm not that type of person.
And she's got this thing anyway about. I can't really get into it here. Now
why don't we have this discussion in private first, and I'll tell you whether it's okay, whatever you're going
to
say.
More fun to have it on the radio, though. I don't want to have this discussion in real life.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Total Spontaneity.
Yeah.
So listen, I love you, and our sex life is great.
Oh, everybody's happy.
Let me see. How would I fall in this category? Were you listening to any of those dumb questions? Do you want... You don't want me to send you flowers. You hate that, right?
No, I think I was saying that men like flowers.
Oh, that's right.
Well, I hate flowers. You can keep the flowers. Send me a box of golf balls.
Right, what else is there? He's walking down the street together with your hand in his back pocket. Who wants to do that?
You know, it's not like the demographics of Cosmopolitan are the people who have been married 100 years like we have and are cynical. I mean, if you want that stuff, you should be reading, I don't know, Good Housekeeping or something. They should have a real sex...
You know, they mentioned laughing before, and I've seen you guys, like, at parties and stuff when you're laughing, sometimes when you're both laughing at me. And isn't...
So you are a source of some laughter.
But, I mean, isn't...
And it
to
turns
me,
us both on to laughter.
Well, it's not a turn-on, but isn't the greatest satisfaction, really, when you have a genuine, sincere moment of humor with your spouse, when it's really something very funny? That, to me, is one of the greatest things. But I wouldn't, it doesn't make me want to jump in bed as soon as it happens.
Yeah, and if the cooking turns you on. I mean, what happens when you go home to mom for a good meal?
Oogie. All right, listen, Frida, here's the question.
Oogie.
What I want to know is...
What?
I feel like I'm playing one of our games now.
Yeah.
When is the last time that you were totally satisfied by your husband?
I'm always totally
satisfied. No, come on, you know what I mean.
No, I mean I am always totally satisfied.
But the last time that you said, oh, boy... Yeah, more than just, more than, and you know what I mean, I can't be as explicit as I would like.
The last time the top of your head came off.
Well, when's the last time, that it was more than a couple of minutes? I mean, I think you nailed it. It's a longer process for me.
Oh, no, that's the whole problem.
Yeah, right.
Jesus.
But you've been very open.
Got to beat it with a jackhammer.
You know, it's like...
And unfortunately, recently we have been not as, you know, when we had that shake and bake kind of contest going.
Right.
I mean, it took a while longer when it was a daily thing. Now that I was away on my church weekend.
Yeah, it took me no time.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little bit shorter, but that doesn't mean that I like it that way, too. I mean, it's like sometimes you feel like a snack, sometimes you feel like a full meal.
And listen, see, I guess I'm very secure in that way with my sexuality, that it matters not to me that our sex lasts only...
It matters not. Who is this? Hercules.
3 minutes, and you're not yelling and screaming like, oh, my God, oh,
no,
my God, oh, my God.
That's like having a snack. That was, thanks. You
As
know.
A matter of fact, you want to know, a lot of times with us, we can actually have sex, have great sex, and be back in bed, and she's reading her book, and I'm reading a magazine, dressed, alarm back, we turn the house alarm on, we turn all the... 5 minutes tops. And I mean, I'm talking from first arousal to locking the door, to making sure the dog's downstairs, to making sure that Bart's asleep in his room.
5 minutes. You're including all that in the 5 minutes.
Wow. So actually, the entire hideous act.
Because that's about four minutes and 45 seconds worth of activity there.
The afterglow,
mm-hmm.
then getting up, getting dressed,
right.
turning the security system on, getting the book, and coming to bed. 5 minutes top.
Done and done.
Yeah, and that's A-OK, because I know people who husbands feel like it has to be in a three-hour, ordeal.
Listen, your sister's husband is lying about that.
Yeah,
do we have to go through that again?
Yeah,
so
but,
is Sting.
All right, they don't claim it now, but in the past, just in girl talks, sometimes there'll be men like that, and it's like, oh, my God.
What a load of BS that is.
And the guys like that, you're betraying your sex. You ruin it for all us guys.
Yeah, my brother-in-law really goes 3 hours.
Anyway, no matter what.
My butt.
It doesn't matter if it's super long every time. It's hanging over your head. You don't want, not literally,
yes.
But you don't want that. You want to be able to squeeze it in between your arms.
Yeah, sure, because if it's like that, every time that it's going to happen, you're saying to yourself, oh, man, here we go, tennis
right.
match
yeah,
again.
Right.
And besides, I'm satisfied every time, so I have no complaints. And why would I?
Well, good.
I'm the happiest boy in the world. All right, now listen, go see what our son is doing.
He's playing piano.
He's probably
like
upstairs
a good
in the
boy,
kitchen listening to this.
No, I hear him. I hear the piano in the back.
Yeah, let me hear it.
Well, it's way upstairs.
Well, Mike said he could hear it.
Yeah, I can hear it. I can hear it. Listen.
I can hear it.
Yeah.
Ah, you're right.
I have that incredible
it's
hearing.
The blues. He's playing the blues because I kicked him out of the room.
I was recruited by the CIA just for my hearing.
I love you, baby.
Goodbye, boo boo.
Okay, bye bye.
Let's have a laugh about Mike tonight, okay? And then
you know what? I'm glad I bring you guys that pleasure. I know the one time when you were looking at some statue I had coming down my at the old house, and you guys, I looked him back over my shoulder, and there you were going.
Why do you think we like going to Rudy's?
There you go.
Really passionate.
Yeah, we can all share that.
All right, bye.
We can have a big orgy after that. All right, goodbye.
Yuck. That reminds me of the time that, what did Rudy say to you that time when you were at his house about the porno movies?
Oh, God. I mean, at the end of the evening, we're sitting there, and, I don't like to leave the party most times. I mean, that last party at Rudy's, I left early. That was a rarity. We're sitting there. My wife and I are sitting there. We had a sitter, and it was getting late, and, I was going to have one more cocktail before we hit the road, and Rudy says, yeah, let's turn on this movie. Let's turn on this dirty movie here. And that's when it's like, man, let's go get the coats right now. We're out the door.
And that was at the house where he had the jacuzzi, the hot tub.
No, this was his new house. This was
really?
At his new house with his giant screen TV, and Rudy got into his, the Spice Network or something like that. And I'm like, good night. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having us. The beer, don't bother opening it. We're in the car. And we were out of that door. In 15 seconds.
Imagine that, watching pornos with the Marskis.
Hey, take a look at this. Let's put this on here. Okay, I think someone's had too much evening.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, baby. You got girlfriend, Vietnam? Not just this minute. Well, baby, me so horny. Me so horny. Me love you long time. You Connie? Yeah, we might party. How much? $15? $15 for both of us. No, each you $15. Me love you long time. Me so horny. $15 to buku. $5 each. Me sucky sucky. Me love you too much. $5 is all my mom allows me to spend. Okay, $10 each. What do we get for $10? Everything you want. Everything? Everything.
You keep playing.
Well, old buddy.
Playing.
Feel like spending some of your hard-earned money?
The Don and Mike Show. Just like me, they long to be close to you. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hello, Geraldo E. Miguel.
Hi, I have a story for you.
Well, hello.
Wow, high-pitched one.
Hello.
Well, hello.
Hello.
La, la, la.
I'm excited. It's a story about Pauly Shore.
Oh, we love Pauly Shore. We're such fans of
him. I love him so much.
Pauly Shore.
What a horrible thing to say.
Anytime you can tell us about Pauly Shore, because he's so timely and hot.
Oh, he's awesome. And his hair is so soft.
Where was his People's Choice Award, huh?
we got one on the line here.
His hair is soft?
How do you know his hair is soft?
Because I touched it.
Have you been with Pauly Shore?
God, no. No.
Did you?
I met him. I was just telling the guy on the phone, and he didn't want to go on the air because I'm all nervous.
Oh. Well, don't be nervous. Now, when you mentioned his hair, where was the hair that you touched?
On his head.
On his head.
On top of his head where his eyes and his nose and his mouth are.
You didn't touch his hair down there?
I've got plenty of hair down there.
Thanks, Pubic Hair Club for Men.
No, I didn't touch down there, but I was on the tour bus.
You were on a tour bus?
Yes, but that's not the story.
All right, what is the story? Listen, compose yourself. Go ahead. Take a moment.
Hold on.
Cross your legs, as unaccustomed as I'm sure you are to doing that. Cross your legs.
Oh, no, I keep them wide open. Don't tell my husband.
Would you like a sip of a beverage or something to compose yourself?
You got a bottle of wine or something around the house? Where are you calling from? Is it early enough for you to have a little glass of wine?
No, I don't have any booze. I drank the last beer a couple weeks ago.
You drank what?
The last beer. Where are you calling from?
Rochester.
Yeah. New York. Okay, great. WHTK.
Rochester, up in the cold of upstate New York.
Yes, and unfortunately, there's the hour delay.
Yes, you know, I am...
hear this for another hour.
I am really pissed at that station in Rochester.
Well, you and me both.
Funky, ain't you? The show is now on from 4 to 8 instead of being on from 3 to 7.
Excuse me?
Yeah, that's a pisser. That's a pisser, isn't it, Tracy?
That is a pisser. I'm so upset.
You seem like you're losing your focus a little bit. What are you doing there, Tracy?
I'm sitting on my bed.
You're sitting on your bed?
I just got home from work, and it was hectic driving through traffic, and I'm just...
Yes. You're thinking about Pauly Shore's hair, weren't you?
Oh, you know it.
You were driving?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sober.
Who's the celebrity that you think you most resemble, Tracy?
Stuart Pankin.
I remember Stuart Pankin. What was that TV show that he used to be? What was that? Not necessarily the news. The fat guy. And you know, in the movie.
Oh, he's been in a bunch of movies.
Fatal Attraction. He's the lawyer.
He was a lawyer friend. He was a lawyer friend of Michael Douglas.
He was the dad on Dinosaur.
So you must be a hottie.
He and his wife are having dinner with Michael Douglas and his wife
in that movie, right?
Fatal Attraction.
And he's very much an actor.
And you look like him?
Yes.
Really?
Really? Well,
yes.
That's something. So you're a heavy woman.
No, I just look like Stuart Pankin.
Come on now, don't toy with us.
It's a drawn-on mustache, Dave.
Please, just tell us who the celebrity is you most resemble and get down to it.
Who's the female you think you most resemble? Then tell us about Pauly Shore's hair.
Would it be Mindy Cohn?
Hello?
I'm still here.
Tracy, I'll come back to you.
Yeah, good idea.
Compose yourself, please. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello. Yeah.
Hello, you are on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, I want to take and donate $17 to prove Dennis Murphy that even Mexican donkeys can get laid.
Huh?
I don't get it.
Run that by me again.
I want to donate $17, send Dennis Murphy to Mexico so he can...
Now think about what you said for a second. To really send Dennis to Mexico to the Tijuana Donkey Show, don't you think it would cost a little more than $17?
Not for the show. I figure someone else can send him.
But I understand, I believe, as sad as this is, I believe I understand, you're saying that a donkey down in Mexico can have sex with a lady for $17.
But Dennis Murphy cannot.
Okay. Thank you. Gotcha.
What a horrible thing to say.
Thank you.
That's a good point. Well taken.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Jody from Washington, Virginia.
Jody. My wife, Jody.
Put her in the trunk, Ed.
Oh, great one. I put her in the trunk, and now I'm ready to assume the position to bite your anal polyps, great one.
Nobody has sharp teeth like you, Ed. Is Jody secured in the trunk of my town car?
She is, great one.
Get those teeth ready and begin to gnaw on severe polyps.
Ooh. They're good, great one.
Go. Thank you, anal breath.
There are two jokes going there. First joke is that One of Johnny Carson's first wives was named Jody.
Yes.
And we read in the book, it's the King of the... What's the name of that
King
book?
Of the Night.
King of the Night. Mm-hmm. That Johnny, like, roughed her up and...
Yeah, and so we always talk about him putting her in the trunk of the car with Ed being the accomplice.
And then the other story is the one that we read in the tabloids recently, that Johnny has anal polyps.
So we combine the two evil stories about Johnny Carson into one great bit.
And we imagine that not only does Ed help take Johnny's wife out to the car...
Do all of his dirty work.
And exactly. Ed also is forced to bite off Johnny's anal polyps.
Uncharacteristically, Johnny is so grateful.
Oh, great one. I'll do anything for you. Hi-oh!
Thanks for biting the polyps off, Ed. You're the greatest.
Johnny, may I please have another? Thank you, sir. May I have another? Hi-oh!
Oh, thanks, Ed. Assume the position. Hi-oh.
Hi-oh.
Great polyp eating.
Poor Ed thought the low point of his career was being on the Tom Show.
Yeah.
The Tom Arnold. No, the low point is...
Yeah, it's polyp removal.
Hi-oh! Doc, do I have polyps between my teeth? Hi-oh, great one.
That was fantastic. Same time, same place, Ed. Just slide those tennis shorts where they should be.
Oh, great one.
Thanks so much, Ed. That was fantastic. You're a good egg. Johnny, we never heard any more.
A dollop, a wallop, and a polyp.
All right, hold on.
I don't have the joke. I just thought of two words that rhymed with a wallop and a dollop and polyp.
Well, I guess so.
Who is Ed? Ed and Ed.
Hi-oh!
Hi-oh!
Yes, Joe D.
I gotta go change my name now. I'll call back later.
Joe D. My wife, Joe D.
Actually, this is Dale's brother, Dale.
Yes, Dale.
I was wondering if you guys had ever considered doing another Larry King bit with reference to the Pubic Hair Club for Men, and ask him if he ever paints his balls.
You are a funny, funny man.
Well, you know.
When is your HBO special coming out?
Next week, actually.
Joe D on HBO.
Yeah. Boy, that caller was bad. How bad was that call?
That call was so bad, I understand the call's worm was dipping his robin in ST.
Hi-oh!
Hi-oh! Thought I'd rehearse it there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I am ready to bite your polyps, grade one.
Oh, so good, Ed. So embarrassed with my polyps.
Joan Embry wants to watch me bite your polyps, grade one.
And that's right. Ed, after you get done with polyp A, make sure that you hold the new monkey.
Great one. George Siegel wants to watch me bite your anal polyp.
Fantastic. Have him help you out with his ukulele.
Hi-oh.
Hi-oh.
Okay, back to Tracy now.
Hello.
Hello, Tracy.
Hi.
Are you composed now?
Yes, my husband had a talk with me.
All right, now what did you want to say about Mr. Pauly Shore?
Okay, well, I used to work in a radio station when I was in college. That was a college station.
Yeah.
And we're still playing vinyl. And Pauly Shore was supposed to come with the Spin Doctors and do a show.
Uh-huh.
He was going to do something funny, I guess.
Hey, that'd be a great show.
Pauly Shore and the Spin Doctor. Wow.
Get me my front row seat.
Unfortunately, I was on the air, so I had to miss it.
Hi-oh!
So you were a disc jockey?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And I was as nervous on the air then as I am right now.
Right.
And so... I didn't recognize him because he was dressed like everybody else. You know, he was dressed normal. And he had this painter's cap on and his hair was pulled back.
Yeah, that sounds normal.
He had a painter's cap.
Everybody wearing a painter's cap.
I wear a painter's cap. Do you have a problem with that?
Uh-huh. Stuart Penkin in a painter's cap.
Hey, yes, Tracy.
Broken Pauly Shore's hair.
What about Pauly Shore now?
Well, he comes up. I have his albums. I was running behind because I had to take a shower from classes. And
he has more than enough hair down there.
So I'm getting ready, and I had to go on at 8 o'clock, and I'm running behind. So I get to the station. I'm on the other side of campus, so I run to the station. I have all these albums. You know, it's like 20 pounds worth of
Tracy, what's the point?
Boring.
He came up to me, and he thought that I recognized him because he is Pauly Shore.
Yes.
And I had no clue who this guy was. And I looked at him. I said, do you have a problem? Can you see I'm busy? I'm doing something right now. You're in the way. You're hampering progress. I got to go. And he's like, well, come on, buddy. You know. Well, and I said, do I know you? I don't know you. I got to go. I'm busy.
So, you know, I was wondering why all these people are milling around, and I know you guys don't like this story already. So
no, you're right there, Tracy.
That was a sucky story, Tracy.
It was
right.
A sucky story, but I told it so much better before it went on the air.
Sure. Really?
And yeah. If I knew you better, I would be able to tell it better.
Boy, did you use this voice when you were on the air, Tracy? Did you use this kind of like Shirley Temple meets B. Arthur voice on the air?
All right, listen, Tracy, I'm going to put you on hold and give you one more chance with that. Hold on a second.
Compose yourself.
Hold on. Let me just take another call. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, I was just listening and I got your a wallop and pollop thing going on.
Oh, all right, go ahead.
And I was thinking of a finish for you.
All right.
A topping, a punch, and an Ed McMahon chew toy.
That's a dollop. A dollop is topping.
A punch.
A punch is a wallop.
And an Ed McMahon chew toy
is a pollop.
Hi-oh!
Hi-oh!
Great one. Hi-oh!
Hi-oh!
I would be glad to bite off your halo pollops, great one.
No one does it better, Ed.
Why do it better than Joan Rivers did, great one?
Absolutely, including that guy that threw the axe in the target.
Do I do it better than Gary Shandling, great one?
Better than Shandling, better than Rickles. You are the great polyp eater, Ed.
Oh, I especially love it the way that you do it, as opposed to the way that old Doc Severinsen just gets up there and toots around a bit.
Feast on my polyp buffet.
Hello.
Hello.
Out of Mike's show.
Hi.
Hello.
Don't put her back on the air.
Who?
That woman.
Tracy?
Yeah, she's making my ears bleed.
Tracy's annoying you?
Please.
Oh, really? I think she's so sexy.
She's got a certain special something.
Yeah, baby. All right, I'll give her one more chance here. Tracy, it appears now that you're annoying some of our core fans. So let me give you one more chance.
I can't tell the story anymore.
So, Pauly Shore was not recognized by you, but he thought he was, and so
he assumed that because he was Pauly Shore.
Right. Would you like to maybe reevaluate that celebrity you most resemble and share another one with us?
Joyce DeWitt.
Joyce DeWitt. How could you look like the guy from Not Necessarily the News and Joyce DeWitt?
I lost weight.
Really?
Wow.
How heavy were you at your heaviest?
552 pounds.
Aw, come on, Tracy.
Are you telling the truth?
No.
Of course she's not. Really, what is your weight?
What difference does it make?
We're just curious about you, Tracy.
When we asked you who you most resembled, you answered with the answer of a very fat character actor, a man.
Because he's my favorite actor.
He's your favorite actor, huh?
Wow.
Did you ever see that movie, Pat?
Isn't that a movie that didn't even make it out into regular release?
It was only out on video.
Right.
Only out on video. They had a test showing of that movie in Seattle, which is that girl's hometown.
Right.
And apparently it sucked so bad in the test showing, it went right to video. Everybody hated it. Video. All right, Tracy, perhaps that lady that called was right.
I know.
Yeah. Yes, you are very annoying.
Bueno Arbusto.
Okay, goodbye.
All right, Bueno Arbusto.
Bye.
All right, goodbye. Goodbye.
See, technically she was a radio person, and we should have known better, but I mean, it was well into the story, her incredible story, when she told us that fact.
I thought it was something maybe good, you know, like that Pauly Shore touched her or something.
Well, she had that way of speaking.
Hey, buddy. Hello.
Did you touch me down there?
Don on my show.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Great, thank you.
Is this Don or Mike?
Yes.
How are you doing today?
Bueno.
Good. I just, are we on the air right now?
Yes.
Si.
Okay. It doesn't sound like I'm coming out on the other end of the radio.
Okay.
I wouldn't be too preoccupied with that. I'd simply think about your telephone and not your radio.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Yes.
The reason I'm calling, I think my husband's on his way home right now.
Uh-huh.
Could hear the conversation.
Yeah.
And I've heard you guys fix up ladies.
Fix them up how so? You mean with the Donna Mike makeover?
No.
Oh, you give me a brand new haircut and a wonderful pantsuit?
No, not interested in that.
And plenty of rouge.
What do you mean? Hello?
Hello? What do you mean? What do I mean?
Do you want to find a lesbian?
Or a bisexual. That would be fine.
All right. Hold on.
For a three-way with your husband?
That would be fine, too.
The only way that we would be able to facilitate that would be if it happened in our office.
In your office. What exactly has to happen in your office?
Well, you know.
You tell us. You're the one calling.
You know, the nasty.
The nasty.
The experimentation.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we don't get anything out of it. If we just set you up, then we're no good than no more. We do no more good than the common street pimp.
See, this way, if you come down to our office, we get the pregame show, the postgame show, and you get the thrill of actually having your little experiment in an office of a stranger.
Either on our desk or on our flesh-colored couches.
Or
maybe right there on the stained carpet floor.
Now, why did you call with your husband on the way home? Do you want him to hear this?
That'd be fun.
Does your husband know that you'd be interested in bringing the woman into the bedroom?
Oh, yes.
He does.
Have you done it before?
No.
Really?
Nope.
Have you done anything else unusual?
Quite a bit of unusual stuff, I'd say.
You ever kissed a girl?
No.
Really?
Really?
No, but I hear those girls that call you guys and say, I think I'm bisexual. And the other girls call it and say, no, you're not bisexual.
So you've always fantasized about a lesbian experience.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what I thought was funny? I saw on TV last night that Chastity Bono, who I guess is now the ex, you know, she's replaced lesbian now, rather Ellen as America's lesbian.
That's right, yeah.
That Chastity Bono was going on record as saying for sure that she's positive that Hillary's not lesbo.
And cited the reasons, too, right?
Yeah.
In fact, there were a lot of people coming out and saying that.
Lots of famous lesbos were saying that. Hey, thank you. Thank you, Chastity Bono.
Way to go, Chastity.
Get off the TV, Chastity. I want her off the TV. I want the guy that banged Monica with his big ponytail. I want him off the TV.
You want all of them off the TV.
Off the TV.
Get off the TV.
Get off my cable. Hey, the cable's out. Where's the cable?
I want my cable back.
Yes, Lynn.
Yes.
Is that your name, Lynn?
Yes.
Lynn, if you're serious, you should talk to your husband and call us back, please.
Why do I have to talk to him?
Well, I mean, what do you want to do? Is this with your husband involved or not involved?
It could happen either way.
All right, well, you got to make those decisions and then call us back.
And then call you back.
Okay?
All right.
All right, thank you, Lynn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
She's part of the now generation, Don. She wants it now. She wants it right now.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Great, thank you.
Mike, Buzz, what's happening?
Hi, how are you?
Hey, buddy.
All righty. Listen.
What?
Speaking of polyps.
Yes, seriously, polyp salad.
Oh, and I used to date a girl that used to like to get dressed up in a diaper.
What does that have to do with polyps?
Well, it's all anal.
That's the name of my new Sunday morning show.
It's all anal.
It's all anal with your host, Don Geronimo.
It's all anal.
She used to love to have me dress her up in a big towel. And
did she ever
suck on a bottle, baby bottle that she had?
You know what this is?
She was a diaper pail friend.
This is like the diaper pail club.
Right.
We've had a segment on the show on this before.
Exactly.
That was one of her little fantasies. She wanted to be a little baby.
She was into infantilism.
Let me ask you how seriously she would take this. Would she ever have an evacuation?
No.
While she was wearing the towel?
No.
Oh, well, see, she wasn't really committed to that fetish.
No, it was just the whole play thing.
You got to have the commitment to excellence. Well, if you're going to be a member of the Diaper Pail Club, you got to go all the way with it.
Yeah. I felt a little oogie just putting a diaper on her.
See, the whole idea is that you put the diaper on her, she soils it, and then you change it.
No.
That's what we hear. That's how we hear it works.
You felt oogie, and yet you went along with it.
I did.
And how did she look in her diaper?
Kind of goofy, but I'll tell you what, afterwards was a hell of a good time.
Turned you on, huh?
What turned me on was the fact that it turned her on. It really didn't do anything for me. But
so this really turned her on, putting on the diaper and sucking on the bottle.
It did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it did. Oh, she was real ready.
Well, you want to bring her down to be on the show?
Actually, we're in Fairfax.
Is she there with you now?
No. I haven't seen this girl in about 4 years.
But she
lives real close to your studio.
Yeah, but it was so good for him that he's still talking about her.
What a horrible thing to say.
Right, okay. I got you. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Doing great, thank you.
Great. I wanted to tell you about a celebrity sighting that my dad had with Ed McMahon.
Oh, Ed. Hi-oh. That is an anal polyp between my teeth.
Great one.
Hi-oh.
Hi-oh, fantastic. Ed, thank you for sampling my polyp salad.
I'm here for you, great one.
You're the greatest. Now release Joe D.
Is it a good story about Ed McMahon?
Well, I guess so. My dad was working out at our country club, and Warner Brothers had rented the club for a party. They were promoting the WB network, and my dad was the only one in the what they call the 19 poles, like the men's club part.
Yeah, it's a bar, yeah.
Yeah. Right. And he comes out of the workout room, and there's Ed McMahon with, I guess, one of, like, the Warner Brother Gopher guys. And he, the manager of the 19th hole introduces him, and Ed McMahon asked him if he wanted to have sit and have a beer and everything. And I asked him what he talked about, and he said, Johnny Carson.
Uh-huh.
You know, if anybody ever runs into Ed McMahon out there, anybody listening to our show, I think it would be a great icebreaker if you go, hey, Ed, I'm a big fan of yours. I'd like to tell you about this great bit that my favorite disc jockeys do on their show where you bite off Johnny's anal polyps and see what his reaction is to that.
Hi-oh.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
There you go. Oh, my goodness. Again, ice cream headache again.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And Joe is in Connecticut. Welcome to the program, Joe.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Yes, sir. Good to hear from you.
I want to thank you for the program, and I would like to offer my prayers for that first person that called, and I do feel bad for him in his own loneliness.
Yeah, let's do...
The need to call a radio show to attract attention to himself.
Yeah, let's do pray that God will just do a significant work in his heart and take even what, you know...
Absolutely.
You know, what's happened and use it for good in his life.
And unfortunately, that radio show that he mentioned, that Don and Mike show, that is the epitome of debauchery and all that is horrible in this earth.
Yeah, I'd have to say that I'm not familiar with that show, and I'm kind of glad I'm not. You know, sometimes you want to be innocent.
Right. It's
with
just
respect.
Crude, juvenile behavior, filthy language, and, you know, a lot of ass play.
Yeah.
It's horrible. I just want to say that I've had loneliness in my own life. I recently had a disappearance in my family. A family member who was suffering from a powerful lotus just walked off into the night and hasn't been seen since.
Hmm.
And I would like to thank my own pastor, Father Donald Geronimo, and Sister Lisa Herndon,
mm-hmm.
From the crack pot nunnery of Herndon, Virginia. And if I may, I would like to fart into the phone.
Really sorry that we have someone else that decided to wanted to do the same kind of thing. And since tonight that we have some folks who maybe are allowing Satan to use them, I'd like to encourage you, if you would, to pray for Joe and for Frank. Let's just pray for these folks and ask God to help them deal with the issues in their own lives.
The Don and Mike Show.
For the young gay boy in rural America who thinks he's alone, he's not. He has the Don and Mike Show.
I don't know why I'm getting some kind of a media rush from this, because I know that it's going to be happening very shortly.
Never fantastic when another human being dies.
Oh, sure it is when they're a scumbag. Right? Right? She deserves to die. She killed those people.
I believe she does, yes.
I just want to see it on television.
You're not going to get your wish.
Hello, Don and Mike. Someday, Mike.
Someday, I know. You're lobbying Congress for it.
Like those Tom Selleck commercials. Someday. Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Steve from Sacramento.
Yes, Bonnie.
Hey, guess what I heard?
What?
This lady you're talking about, guess what her last meal's going to be?
Oh, I know this. Listen, hold on. Besides various fruit and bananas, she wants a tossed salad.
Tossed salad?
Really?
Yeah.
She's been in jail for a long time.
I heard that on CNN today. She's requesting a tossed salad.
I didn't know that the ladies did that.
After 15 years in the Hooskow, everybody wants a tossed salad.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
I wanted to request an autographed picture of Mike and Don.
Oh, you would? And what would you like to do with that photo?
Frame it and put it in front of my desk.
Really?
Yeah. Especially Mike.
Yeah, right. He's dreamy.
This is like, I am really riding. This is like twice in a month. This is so exciting for me right now.
Really coming along.
This is, you know, let me tell you something. You know, when you get this, to me, is the type of thing that balances out the. I saw Mike, and he looks like Newman from Seinfeld.
Yeah.
That's the. These are the ones that I just have to take to. You know, the John Goodmans, the Vincent Prices, the ones that outnumber these girls. Thank you, ma'am. That's very sweet of you.
Let me just say that I also support the. The Lighthouse for the Blind. And you and you and all of your friends there who listen to the show every day. And, you know,
hey.
We like being your eyes. And
come on, let me enjoy it, man. You, ma'am, you have your sight, don't you?
My name is Laura, just like his wife.
Okay. Answer the question.
Now she's starting to weird me out. Yeah. Now it's going into that creepy area right
no,
now.
No, it's not.
Do you have eyesight?
Yes, I do.
Really? How many fingers am I holding up right now?
I don't know, but anyway, can I get the picture then?
Absolutely.
Yes. I'll send you one of my nudes.
It doesn't have to be nude.
It's by a fire. It's not. It doesn't show the genitals or anything. It's
that's
just,
okay.
It's all of that Burt Reynolds
Cosmopolitan, right.
It's me by a fire.
Anyway, include Buzz in there. Do you have something, the three of you?
The three, you know,
the only shot we have of the three of us is the nude. Yeah.
Anyway, I really like the news part that Buzz does. I really like that.
Yes, we like it very much.
Thank
too.
You.
So anyway,
we'll get the nude right out to you.
Okay. So are you gonna?
You know what I have?
So someone can take my address.
I have just surmised this gal must be sterile. Because she has complimented Mike and she has complimented Buzz, and I think it's well known and documented that I am the sexiest man here, yet she has said nothing. So
documented in the book of Donnie.
That's right. Hold on, we'll get that right out to you. Get that right out to the fans.
Get that right out to the fans. We'll all send a lock of our hair too.
Hello, hello, hey, Donna, Mike. Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, great, thanks.
We should put it on pay per view. Be better some of the boxing matches they put on there. Or some of the wrestling they put on.
You know, it would be just about as quick as the Mike Tyson
sure,
fight. But yeah.
That's a good idea.
Put it on pay-per-view and charge you about $10 for it. I'd pay it.
Would you?
Would you?
Yeah, I would.
What's your name, sir?
Glenn. Yeah.
Glenn, all right.
Where are you from, Glenn?
Las Vegas.
Got you. Thank you, my friend. Are you a pit boss? See, I assume that everybody from Las Vegas works at the casino in some way. Yeah, Buzzy?
I thought if you lived in Nevada, it would help your sinuses. I didn't really...
I think they should put it on TV so everybody can see it. We can buy popcorn and sit down by the TV and watch it. Okay, she's gone.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I love you guys, Don and Mike, and I totally agree with you about the death penalty.
Oh, yes. Kill them all.
Well, hey, she killed him with a pickaxe. I don't think she was praising the Lord at that moment, so...
Yeah, I mean, that's just a murder. I mean, you know, somebody's doing that. Come on.
I wish they would have the families of the murdered victims on TV every 5 minutes. Then they, you know, there wouldn't be 3,000 people at the courthouse. And
listen, I finally saw that guy, and he looks a lot like that last caller, too.
Hey, John, by the way, you are the sexiest one there.
Oh, you're right. You're very smart. Lady. Mensa right there.
I love you guys.
Thank you. But, I saw that guy on television also.
He's a member of the Big Man's Club, and he is bitter.
He is bitter.
Yeah.
She's going down tonight.
She is. I think that's it. Because I don't think that Bush...
Ooh! Nice! Bush!
Don't think he's going to commute that sentence.
Governor Bush!
Bush.
Hello. Hello, Donaldo E. Miguel. Bueno Arbusto.
Bueno Arbusto.
¿Dónde está?
¿Cómo está usted?
Casa de Pepe.
¿Dónde está Casa de Pepe?
Hello. Pedro, Don and Mike. Pedro says you never saw such a show. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, hi.
Scream real loud, kids. Pedro says, south of the border, like 50 miles ahead.
Hello, you are on the air.
Hi. My master wants to get on your bus ride to Intercourse, Pennsylvania.
Your master wants to get on the bus.
Yes.
What do you mean, your master? Are you I Dream a Genie?
No.
Are you into like bondage and stuff?
Yes.
Oh.
Is this your husband you're talking about?
No.
Oh, thank goodness. There's a technicality. You have to be legally married to go on this trip.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, it's the CBS lawyers.
Married couples only.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
How kinky are you?
Very.
Really? Like, what do you guys do?
A lot of things.
Really?
And you simply refer to him as your master?
Yes.
Master, like Genie.
Hello, master.
Master.
I mean the bottle master.
Genie? Bobby, Miss Ellie.
How you doing, Genie? Genie, will you take off the top? Genie,
here's my gallbladder, Rick. Genie?
Come on, Genie, I've got a new liver, Genie. Take off the top. Come on, take off the top for Larry.
Hello, Major.
How you doing, Genie? Oh, boy, Genie, that's a fine outfit you got there, Genie. I'd really like to see you. Can you get naked, Genie? Get naked down there.
Yes, Major.
Shrink me, and I'll go down to that nice velour sofa you got down in that bottle, Genie.
Let's go in my bottle.
Oh, yes. I'll go in your bottle, Genie. I'll go in your bottle anytime you want me to, Genie. Fantastic, Genie.
Yes, hello. Hello, ma'am. You got to be married to go on the trip to Intercourse, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Next Friday, got to be married.
Okay.
Say hi to your master for us.
Will do.
How kinky are you guys? Are you bad?
Very bad.
Very bad.
My lasagna's ready.
I bet it is.
Bye.
Wow.
I bet it is. It's a code.
My lasagna.
This is the best lasagna I've ever had. Mmm. Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike, turn down the radio.
Yeah, I want to express my...
Turn your radio down.
All right, hold on a minute.
All right. He'll be right back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to express my feeling about a woman that's getting executed today.
Yes, sir.
Damn, damn, damn.
Oh, wow.
Worth it.
Everything comes back to good times, doesn't it? Huh?
It does. Oh.
Damn, don't execute her. Hello. Damn, damn. Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hello.
I love you, Buzz.
I love you, ma'am.
Don,
yes.
Come on.
What?
Don, I know you're a Christian.
Yeah.
And, no, she's got more judgment to worry about than us.
Fry her ass.
Oh, come on.
You know what? If it was a member... Hold on. Hey, hold on.
You're just wanting to get people to call in and talk.
No, I'm not.
No, I know as a Christian you do not believe that.
Hold on.
You go to church every Sunday.
I do now. Pipe down. Pipe down for a second, okay? First off, I am a Christian. Second off, I think you'd be singing a different tune if it was a member of your family that had been killed by this bitch. And third off, yes, I do think she'll get her just rewards in heaven, but I want to see her die tonight on this earth.
No.
Yeah.
That is committing one of the, going against the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not kill.
An eye for an eye.
No, that's the...
You know what my feeling about the Ten Commandments is? Let me just tell you something. 7 out of 10. If you can get 7 out of 10, that's pretty good, man. That's a 70 grade.
That's what you're putting in your new Bible that you're starting with your own church that you're starting where 7 out of 10, and it can be any of the 7 that you want.
That's right. Pick the 7 that you feel you can really commit to, uh-huh. And make those your 7 out of 10.
You guys do nothing but, I mean, you guys are just on the edge of market and wanting to start new radio.
Listen how wound up she is.
Prove to the world that
that's
you're
one of those hot button issues, Don. The death penalty, of course.
Believe in the
that's why they have regular boring talk radio.
Oh man, that's chup. Do that argumentative thing where you go.
She should call Rush Limbaugh or call the G-Man or something.
Man, that is a strategy that we employ only when we get somebody who is so irate and making a point that we totally, that angers us. Then we might give them the, that defense.
Yeah, no. We were just discussing you should probably call another station.
Oh, no, I love you guys. Come on. Oh, you guys, I know you want people to argue and do stuff like that, so come on.
You want to argue? You're looking for an argument?
No, I don't want an argument, because I know you guys can't argue.
Oh boy! Wait, what are you gonna threaten? You're gonna threaten us now? You're gonna try to get it? You know, so here's what will happen.
No,
I swear to God, I don't want to argue about this. You know what? I think that the bitch should fry, and we discussed it, and that's it. And if it gets any more in depth than that, this will turn into regular, standard, turn the channel news radio. However, if you would like to fight, you know, maybe we'll fight. But
if you want to fight, fight me.
We always end up looking like bad guys when we fight with women. You know.
No,
you can't really win a fight.
In my eyes.
You can't really win a fight with a girl.
It's no fair. Especially two guys picking on one girl.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Now you're leaving us?
Hello?
Hello?
She got to get back to the buggy and the horse and buggy.
I think her lasagna is ready. I think her lasagna was ready about noon.
Hello?
Hello.
That's right. You heard it. 7 out of 10.
Yep.
It's like playing the scratch game in the lottery.
Preach to us, Donnie. Preach.
There are 10 commandments, and I'll tell you something. I'm speaking not only on behalf of me and everybody I know, but I'm going to speak on behalf of our beleaguered president.
Yes.
7 out of 10. Isn't bad, man.
7 out of 10. Very good odds.
And as soon as someone gets me a list of all 10 commandments, I'll tell you which 3 are shaky.
Steal, kill, adultery.
All right.
I
only got one bad one thus far.
Covet.
Covet.
Hey, coveting is okay. Covet your ass off, you know?
Honor thy mother and father.
That was a good one. I like that coveting, though, because that's the only way that you work yourself up, put yourself up by the bootstraps, by aspiring to be something.
You got any other ones, ma'am?
I just
just have something to tell you.
Wait, hold on. Commandments. We're looking for commandments here.
Sorry, no, I don't, but I wanted to...
Isn't that like lie, cheat, and steal? Isn't that one of them?
Sure. Well, Mike mentioned some of those.
Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. Right. Honor thy... Love thy neighbor.
Right.
Well, you can do without that one. Hey, listen, sometimes your neighbors are problems.
Honor thy mother and father.
The three of us on the show, and none of us can think of all Ten Commandments. That's pretty scary.
Oh, why?
I could if I really had time. I could. I definitely
you only have 4 hours,
all.
Mike.
Well, that's by 7 o'clock. I will have them all.
Kill. Kill, steal. All
right. Kill, steal.
Covet the wife.
Bear false witness.
Screw around with the neighbor. Yes, bear false witness.
I think covet thy neighbor's wife is screw around.
No, there's adultery. Yeah. There's adultery, and then there's...
Separate one.
Then there's coveting. Yeah, hello,
well,
Rodney.
What is the difference between adultery and coveting?
I think that coveting is like what Jimmy Carter did.
Covet in the... Lusting in the heart?
Doesn't covet mean that you secretly want something?
I think it's greed.
And greed is good.
Covet thy neighbor's wife?
Yeah, want it, desire it.
Oh, desire thy neighbor's wife.
That was okay with me.
Have any gods before me. Well, before God, not me.
Have any gods. Okay, I think we got about 7 now.
Yeah. That's one that you should probably, you should probably stick to that one. The one about, God's the man, because that's true, he is.
You the man, God. God is God all over the world. Right. You the man.
Yeah. You the man. 7 out of 10 is that.
And we got 7.
Yeah.
There you go.
And we're done.
Well, now I don't know that some of those 7... I didn't like the one about killing. That should definitely not be something that would scar you for eternity. I mean, that should be something that would scar you for eternity. But like, hold on. What I mean is, stealing and killing. Uh-huh. Stealing, okay? It depends on the circumstances, okay?
Okay.
You ever been a kid and stolen a candy bar or something?
Sure.
You want to be standing in front of the gate of heaven and God says, hey, you stole an Nestle's Crunch bar, and then, boom, the floor falls out from under you and you go to hell?
Yeah.
Mm. No. So listen, it's like what I said when you're in speeding, when you're traffic court.
Right. Well, there's nothing about traffic. There's nothing. They didn't have highways when the Bible was written.
Guilty with an explanation.
Uh-huh. Right.
Okay. Killing, there's no way around that one.
Thou shalt not kill.
That's got to be bad.
Well, but I mean,
you can't
if you're out
do
there,
that.
If you're rooting for that execution.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm not the one putting the juice in her.
That's it. That's where you slide on that one.
Yeah. That's
we can all be out there observers. We're not doing it. We didn't have anything to do with it.
Hello?
Don?
Yeah.
Hi, I have to tell you something quickly because I have to go, but...
Yes.
Is your lasagna ready, ma'am?
No. It's just a couple of things I was wondering. I've been listening for a really long time, and I was wondering what celebrity you guys resembled, and I have a picture of you all in my mind, but I was also wanting to pass on a new... it's not a new phrase, but it's an Iranian phrase.
It's funny that... I'll tell you right now who we resemble. The four of us resemble the Baldwin brothers, and Rob looks like the one who... cracked up on drugs in the hotel.
The guy that's in critical condition in a New York hospital right now after crashing his hotel and ODing.
He's better.
Okay.
Okay.
And Don would be Alec.
Mm-hmm. I am God.
I think I would be Stephen, and Buzz would be Billy.
Billy. Good choice, Mike. I would take Stephen over Billy, too.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thought I'd jump right in there.
On the tier of Baldwin.
Claim Stephen Baldwin.
And that's exactly how you would stack
Stephen
them up.
Baldwin, the one that did the movie with... with what's her name? With Cindy Crawford?
Who's the one that's on the show?
Or is that
show?
Billy? You know that was Billy, wasn't it?
Who's on Homicide?
That's Daniel. That's the one that trashed the hotel room and is in very big trouble right
now. Who was in the movie Fled with Sam Jackson where they were handcuffed together, two bad guys? That might have been
Steven. That was Billy. Was that Billy?
That's Steven.
That was Steven. Okay, yeah, I want to be Steven.
All right, good.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
This phrase?
Yeah.
Now, this came from an old boyfriend of mine who is Iranian, and when he was a little boy, do you know that thing that, young boys do in their pocket? You know what I'm talking about?
Young boys do where?
In their pocket.
They use their pocket for another reason other to hold things.
You mean pocket pool?
Yeah.
You're talking about... I don't want to talk about young boys playing with themselves.
I'm talking about that. I'm just going to tell you what his mother told him, asked him why he had a hole in his pocket. And what she came up with afterwards was a saying called Kiret Dadundere. Are you with me?
No.
Kiret Dadundere. It means...
No.
It means... Do you want to know what it means?
Do we stop with the tease? Just get to it.
It means your penis has teeth.
All right, thank you. I'm sure that has served you well.
Man, that was worth all the... Do you want to know? Huh?
How many times do you think she said that? Hello?
Did she say teats or teeth?
Teeth.
Okay.
Teeth.
One of the other commandments is do not take the Lord's name in vain.
Right.
Yeah, that one I got to go easy on. That's one of your, that's one of your three free passes. That's a mulligan for you golfers out there.
Okay.
I'll tell you right now, if that one's cumulative, you're going to have some serious answering to do.
I got no problem with that. I mean, listen, folks, you don't want
to
get me.
Listen to me. On the air, he's going to have answering to off air. Off air, I could write the novel on it.
You don't want to know what I really think about God and stuff. I mean, that's when the show really will crank down to absolutely stop.
But there's a little part of you that's very tempted to share your philosophy, your religious philosophy with
us. Yeah, because, and I mean, I'm not kidding. I'm not BSing. I think I'm right. I think I got it figured out, at least for me.
People for years and years down through the ages have thought they got it right. Many have died because of that.
I got it right. Hey, no lie, no crap. You know, I'm there with God. You don't know how many times during the day I seriously think, what would Jesus do?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying that I always do the right thing, but right. I do think, what would Jesus do? God damn it, I'm okay with God. Really. I am. Hey, man, they're just words. Just words. 7 out of 10 and you're okay.
Seven out of ten.
Hell, if you're in the major leagues,
mm-hmm.
Forget Hank Aaron. You know, that's batting 700, man. He's the greatest of all time. He did 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10 hits is, I mean, automatic Hall of Fame territory.
Put it that way.
Right. How about a football team? Win 7 out of 10 games?
That's the playoffs.
Yeah, right.
Automatic.
Playoffs. You're there.
Absolutely. What are all those series? You know, the post game, a lot of those series, best of seven.
And what about this? Oh, you always hear the Dentine commercials. Mm-hmm. You know, 7 out of 10 doctors agree.
Yep. You ever go to a crap table?
Seven.
Man. Oh, man, those sevens right before your come-out roll. 7, 7, 7.
Lucky seven.
7 out of 10.
You go to a slot machine. What are those three numbers normally?
Seven.
They win you the Viper.
7 and you're cool.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yeah.
Yeah, that first woman that called, I think the commandment is actually thou shalt not murder. So I say they should just go ahead and
fight. No, it's thou shalt not kill.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
No, it's not thou shalt not murder.
No,
it's kill.
No, even I know that. I remember that one.
The actual one is thou shalt not do murder.
No, it's thou shalt not kill.
It's thou shalt not kill, not thou shalt not murder.
Well, you're the radio gods, I guess you know.
Right. Remember, 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10? That's good enough.
Thank you. Welcome to the Don and Mike Show and Bible Study.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi. Thou shalt keep holy the Sabbath day.
Ah, yeah, that's a good one.
Catholic school girl.
All right, listen. That's another one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pick the three that you don't think particularly you got what it takes.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Pick the three that you really don't think that you can achieve all the time.
Mm-hmm. The three that aren't heaven breakers.
Sunday. You know, for me, that would be one I would take. Because let's be honest, sometimes during football season when I'm working on the Redskins show and stuff, I don't go to church. So I got to get up too early in the morning.
That's right. But you keep it holy. You keep it holy because you love football.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go.
How do you know God's not a huge football fan?
I bet he is.
I bet God hates the Cowboys. I bet God just craps on the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, then how come God let them win so many Super Bowls?
Because Jimmy Johnson.
Because God hates the Cowboys, but God loves Jimmy Johnson.
God loves Jimmy Johnson. How about them Cowboys? And Bart Simpson got him a 56.
He was praying for snow.
Are you there?
Yes.
Hey, did you want to say something?
No, I was just telling you about the keep holy the Sabbath day.
Oh, very good. You're a good Catholic girl.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. I think we can end that topic now.
I think we may have gotten them all 10 of them, somewhere in a roundabout way.
If you got 7, you're okay.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, Charlie, how does it go?
I remember, Joe. Righty, tighty, lefty, loosey.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show. You know that they won't let the kids down. Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello, is this Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, I want you to read something for me.
What?
What would you rather eat, Smuckers or Welch's?
All right.
Okay. Here's my question. How come people are so stupid? Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don.
Please, someone answer that question for me today on this show. Why are people so stupid?
Don, it's the question that will never be answered.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
And I put myself in that category.
Me too.
I'm stupid too. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I came up on the short end of the stick.
I'm not that stupid, though. I would call a radio show and say something stupid like that. Hello.
Hi, I just wanted to share that I have the same feelings for Jimmy Garofalo, and I am completely heterosexual.
There you go.
You're not if you're thinking that.
Well,
she's the only one I've ever thought about that way.
Really? Do you think that thinking about Janine Garofalo will cause you to act on your lesbian tendencies?
Only if it was Janine Garofalo. I don't have a second choice.
Right,
I don't have anything else like that.
Personal question.
I bet there are a lot of lesbians that look like Janine Garofalo.
Personal question.
Okay.
Have you ever diddled and thought of Janine Garofalo?
No, I can't say that I have.
All right, then you're not all the way gay yet.
Yeah, it's only official when you actually touch yourself while fantasizing about a
Mike,
woman.
We like using the word diddle.
Diddle, I apologize.
Well,
yes.
What if she was in the threesome, the thought of the threesome?
Were you diddling?
Well, yeah.
Then you're gay.
Okay.
You're 100% gay. Total lesbo.
You have a certificate on the wall where you can diagnose that.
Right. Hello, I'm Dr. Gay.
Hello. Dr. Gay's office is right next to Dr. Giggles. It's Gay and Giggles.
I'm Dr. Homo. Hello.
Hi.
Dr. Homo's office.
Dr. Homo?
This is Dr. Homo.
Oh,
hello.
No. Oh, no, Dr. Homo.
Hello.
Am I on the area?
And you know what Dr. Homo says every time? I've got to look at your anus. You come to see Dr. Homo.
Oh, absolutely.
You say, Dr. Homo, I got a hangnail on my hand.
Right.
All right, drop your pants.
I had trouble breathing recently. Okay, let's do the proctology exam.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Oh, okay. I wasn't quite sure. I've got a question for you. You guys keep talking about all these idiots that keep calling.
You're right.
Might want to turn down your radio. I hear it in the background.
Well, we might call you an idiot.
I just turned it down.
Okay.
And I've got a real simple mathematical sort of puzzle I wish I could throw at you and maybe some listeners, see if we can get a real answer to
that. You know, when you look in the book, when you're doing a radio program on high ratings, how to get high ratings, math is always right at the top of the list.
Listen, you would throw out some type of a mind taser, and no one in our audience would get it, ourselves included.
And not only would we have trouble getting it, then for the next 20 minutes...
That's all we get is calls about that.
The Nerd Patrol would be calling and going, I understand, Key, what you have to do is you have to get a square root.
See, even though you seem like a smart guy,
well,
you're still an idiot, too.
I am. I'm a profound idiot, but...
All right, then we agree on that.
That's great, though. You're the first...
One other thing. Hello?
Yes.
My son knows you guys. I picked him up from preschool, and I got you guys on, and he says... Hey, is that Donna Mike? And I tried to get him to call and say bueno or busto, and he won't do it because he says he doesn't like that word.
No, he's not doing it because you're a profound idiot.
And your son is gay. Take it from me.
You didn't even need to do the exam.
Dr. Homo. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Doing?
We're great.
You know, that's wonderful. Anybody that ever has any doubts, if they're wondering, you know, as opposed to going through the embarrassment of going to another physician, they can simply call Dr. Homo, and he will be able to give the diagnosis over the phone.
I do house calls, too. Hello.
I tell you what, I love you guys. I tell you, you sound great, man. I'm from Westminster, Maryland.
Yes, sir.
And I just wanted to let you know, I delivered a package up to Capitol Hill. I wrote on the back of it, Donna Mike Rules.
I think he was saying something nice, but I couldn't make out a lot of it because of the car phone.
It's terrible. Dr. Homo would never be able to exist with a phone like that.
Another butt examination. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Dr. Homo, I'm having this ringing in my ears. Would you drop your pants, please?
Will you show me your buttocks? Donna Mike Show.
You guys suck.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Homo.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Radio God.
Hi there. The doctor is in. I'm all the way in. Or I'm out. I'm out of the closet. This is Dr. Homo, and I'm out.
Are you in?
Hello.
Yeah, I am. Who would you do, the Sports Center guys, Dan Patrick or Kenny Mayne?
Oh, Dan Patrick. He's very pretty.
Dan Patrick in a minute. No thinking about that at all.
In a heartbeat. Hello.
Hey, is this Don Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, I got a who would you do for him.
All right, one more, but we're starting to get close to the burn, to the area of burn on this also.
Your burn, huh?
Where we get too many calls on one topic.
All right, how about Dr. Pepper or Mr. Bibb?
All right, see, yeah. We're over the edge there.
That's right, we are at the burn factor. Dr. Homo always knows where the burn is.
Let me see your buttocks. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Donna Mike Show.
Hi, this is Stephanie.
Hello, I'm Dr. Homo.
Yes, Stephanie, you're on with Dr. Homo.
Okay, I have a problem.
Yes.
Just...
I need to see your buttocks. All right, what's your problem?
It's a sexual problem.
Of course.
Of course.
Homo is here to help you.
Of course. Yeah.
Dr. Homo.
I know this band, right? Their name is Blood Lover.
All right, is this just a plan to get their name on our show?
No.
All right, then don't say their name anymore, please.
Okay, I will.
You'll find that Dr. Homa likes you to get straight to the point.
Okay, I'm getting straight to the point now.
Uh-huh. Before the physical exam.
I want to sleep with everyone in the band, okay?
Good.
Okay.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble? Who cares?
A skinny Winona Ryder.
You look like Janis Joplin. A bunch of guys in the band would probably take you.
You look like Janis after you get done sleeping with the band.
All right, so the question is, you want to sleep with every guy in the band. What is the question?
Okay, I don't know how to go about doing it.
Oh, it's not a real tough formula.
Oh, come on. Do you want them one at a time or do you want them all at once?
I don't know. That's the problem. I don't know if I want them all at one time or...
How many guys are there in the band?
Four.
What's the highest amount of men you've been with? At one time.
One.
Just one.
Who is there one particular band member that you like above all the others?
I like them pretty much all the same.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, see, I don't know. I don't know how guys feel about that. I would not want to be involved in any kind of sexual escapades with, my buddies around. Even if I was Dr. Homo, I wouldn't want that.
It's a rare answer I don't know from Dr. Homo.
So... Perhaps you should maybe just seek them out one at a time.
One at a time?
Make a list. The one you like the best, have sex with him first.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
And then, who knows? You might really like him, and then you'll forget about all the others. Or...
Oh, that won't happen.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't know. I spoke out of turn, Dr. Homo.
All right, Stephanie?
Yeah.
All right.
Can you say, Stephanie, thank you, Dr. Homo?
Thank you, Dr. Homo.
You're welcome, Stephanie. Bye-bye, Stephanie.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. That was Stephanie. She's going to sleep with the entire band.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. That was Dr. Homo's recommendation. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike. I had an advice for her for how she can do it. Start with the worst one first and then work towards the best one.
All right. That's a reversal. Sure.
That's what that man did, Dr. Homo.
I love about this show is that nobody says to her, are you crazy, woman? Don't have sex with anyone. The advice from everybody, including our callers.
Right.
Go ahead.
How to do it and how to do it successfully.
Have sex with all the boys. With Wolfie. With Eddie.
Sammy.
Who's in? I don't even know who's in Van Halen now. I know it's Eddie and... What's the other? Is it Oscar Van Halen? What's his brother's name?
It's Alex. Alex Van Halen, Eddie Van Halen.
And is it Michael, the guy with the guitar that looks like a bottle of booze?
And the guy from Extreme now.
Who knows his name? Hello?
Long ass hairs, man.
Hello, my friend.
I had a very queer experience with Rudy Marchke this weekend.
You did?
Yes.
Really?
I was in the Charlotte, North Carolina airport.
Well, now, here's a very queer thing.
It's a very queer thing.
Yeah.
And a guy in wide lapels and a yellow tie walked up behind me, and I looked around. It was Rudy. And I said, hey, Rudy, I'm a big Don and Mike fan. How you doing? And he goes, how you doing? And he introduces himself to my wife, and we're shuffling towards the jetway to get on the plane. And he starts talking about basketball. We're just about ready to hand our tickets over. And he said, so you guys going to New York, too? And I said, no, Rudy, we're going to Atlanta.
But Rudy was on the wrong plane?
Yeah, almost. And he looks up, and I said, Rudy, if you're going to New York, you need to go over there. And he goes, oh, yeah, thanks. And kind of walked off.
Good thing you helped him out. And I know that you really saw Rudy when you threw in the last part that he waddled off.
Yeah, that's Rudy. Way to go.
Because Rudy walks like the Penguin from Batman.
I think he's very courageous to stick with those wide lapels, too.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, hi.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, my friend.
Hey, my roommate and I live down in Greenville, South Carolina.
Right.
Right? And we want to be your Buddy Scott Avengers.
Oh, come on. There's nothing to avenge with Buddy Scott.
That's right. But Buddy Scott's somebody who seriously needs a visit with Dr. Homo.
Oh, I don't want to see him. It's gross. Enough to make me be Dr. Straight.
Dr. Homo would find a new car!
Hello, Don and Mike, Joe, his buttocks.
Yeah, hey, the new lead singer for Van Halen is the guy from Extreme.
Right. We don't know his name, though. Everybody just knows him as the guy from Extreme.
That's actually his legal name, the guy from Extreme.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
This is Dr. Homo. I'm glistening.
I'm glistening. Hey, where's my Frasier tape, Rob?
Hello, Seattle. I'm glistening.
Are we on yet?
This is Dr. Homo.
Hey.
And I'm glistening.
You got a new listener here from Redding, California.
Right.
Been listening to you here for about 3 weeks, and I got to know what's behind the jelly.
What's behind the jelly? It's a brand new car! What do you mean what's behind the jelly? Please, listen, please don't make us explain things.
We have never heard up here.
No. Some things you just have to enjoy. Some things you have to just wait, absorb, and if you absorb the jelly, you will enjoy the jelly.
Because the more we go into it in detail, the less funny it seems.
Absolutely.
Well, how about if we just start a four-man band? Can you send that young lady up here?
This guy, have you ever been in radio, sir?
I've never been in radio.
Never. No. Have you ever seen Dr. Homo?
No, stopped by and saw Dr. Detroit one time.
All right, hello, Dynamite Show. That's a bad movie with Dan Aykroyd.
Dr. Homo knows what's behind the jelly.
Hello.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hi, Buzz. Hi, Babu.
What?
Babu.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hey, how you doing there, queer boy? I need to talk to Dr. Homo.
This is Dr. Homo. I'm in the house.
Are you in the house?
Yes.
Hey, you little queer boy.
All right, hello. Don and Mike show.
Hi, I've got a sexual question to ask Don and Mike.
We're ready.
Okay.
We're here.
Oh, you're there.
Yes.
Okay, what I need to know is my husband likes...
Oh, lady, you can't be that explicit.
We have some standards on this show. You know that, don't you? We get in trouble if you talk like that.
But I will tell you, I bet he likes the second. Don't say what it is, but...
Would that be the...
Yeah, right.
On chin?
That's what I think, yes.
Okay.
I'm just speaking from my own experience. Mike?
I would say he likes the former.
Ah. All right.
Because the second part would be much too sensitive for your husband.
Oh, I see.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I'm not too sensitive for that.
I'm oogie about that, as a matter of fact.
Are you really?
I get like, yeah.
Oh, not me. I love that.
So you have that dilemma. How does Dr. Homo feel about that?
Dr. Homo likes both. I like both. This is Dr. Homo, and I'm in my office.
There we go.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Are you dirty? You're very dirty.
Oh, naughty lady.
I had to delete out part of that. Hello?
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 Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I've never called you before because I could never figure out what celebrity I look like. And so I want to tell you that, but I also want you to rate me, okay?
Oh. All right, well, who do you look like?
Okay, well, I look like Mariah Carey.
You one-faced bitch.
He's
just
going
to Tommy Mottola.
But Mariah Carey when she's 45.
Mariah Carey when she's 45. You mean after all her plastic surgery has dropped? I heard Mariah Carey has had plastic surgery.
Really?
It doesn't surprise me. She had her ear removed.
Oh.
That's why you only see the one side of her face.
Oh.
This is Tommy Mottola.
A very angry Tommy Mottola.
Mariah, you one-faced bitch. I don't have time to argue with you today because I'm late for an appointment with Dr. Homo. This is Tommy Mottola.
Angry Tommy.
Listen, Mariah Carey look-alike, I guess, you know, she's a good-looking woman, I guess.
And I've never had plastic surgery, but I realized that's who I look like. I looked at my high school yearbook picture, and that's who I look like.
So we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.